Blog Talk Radio.
Ha! What up, man? Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, it's been a minute. It's barely number two. Man, I can't believe this shit, man. 2012 been a crazy ass year for me. You know, doing crazy ass shows. Another radio single, number two, you know what I'm saying? For, I think, about a straight month. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm doing my thing out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking coming up, and that's what's happening right now. You know, I'm in the bomb shelter. You know, shout out to my man Huss. Shout out to my man Bobby Breezy out in Burlington for doing some of the cuts. Shout out to my man Little out in Fitchburg, yo. You know, dropping me some beats, doing a couple cuts on that. You know, shout out to my man Matthias, man. Archetype, all y'all that has something to do with this album. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all motherfuckers didn't know, it's time to turn that fucking burliness on. That mean, evil, fuck you shit. And I ain't DMX, motherfucker. I'm just an angry motherfucker from the East Coast. Burn. Boston shit. Yo. They can't be me. Never dare hoe you smoking on the treat. Middle smoking on the drugs. In other words, I'll see you later. Put my wings on to fly away. Cause I faded early on the new planet. He's doing raps that get no plays, no spins, no shows, no love. Your hoes so fucking gross. Oh no, gross. Give it up to Rebecca. Yo, I was only 13, taking trips all over the world. Oh, 200 deep, motherfucker getting blunted for free. We got love around the world. Please, I'm doing everything extra crispy, hella burly. How you hating on me when my uncle's XO, a straight up beast? Like I said before, what does that make me? Dog, I can't even rate you. All I can do is hate you, maybe spray you. Hit you with a pocket full of bullets. Now you ain't so cool. Crying cause you're full of shit. Butt hurting like a little bitch. You're on some little B shit. Swaggy ass rapping, fucking dumminess. You know, and I kind of freaked out some of that shit, bitch. But, yeah, without further ado, man, welcome to my CD, Burly 2, baby. We fucking here. Pop the first one if you have it. It's Boston.
To the movement, motherfucker.
Boston.
I'm out here.
We out here.
Buy the CD, buy the shirt.
The whole fucking earth.
iTunes shit, all that. Buy. Motherfucking rich motherfucker. Buy. Give me your money. I'm trying to get fucking rich. You know what I'm saying? Buy, bitch. I'm trying to get rich. I'm fucking rob your whole fucking whip. And I'll fucking kick your teeth in. Punch it for you. Punch you. Like a human being would. You ain't from the fucking hood, alien. I'll rip your fucking head off. I'll carry it to Iraq and fucking leave it there. And then smoke a fucking gang load of crack. I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm not. Nah, I really am, no. Do a fucking seed like it's out of style, bro. Ha!
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rattery with your host, Tavi Cole. Get us here to Cole so I can kill it. Yo, tonight we got an interview with my boy, fucking good homie of mine from fucking Massachusetts, from fucking Boston, formerly of Hightown, fucking one half of Hostile Figures, motherfucking Reject. And we're just waiting for Reject to call in here. So hopefully he doesn't forget. But in the meantime, what do you say we give you a little bit more of the Burly Life 2? So this is Reject. This is track 2 off of the Burly Life Part 2. Track is called 90s Knockin'.
Yeah, Burly. Mr. Burly, what up? Take you back to the 90s.
Chillin'.
Yeah.
Yo.
I remember taking trains up in Hyde Park. I don't care with my Sony headphones, rocking out to a song. Think it was Eminem, maybe it was Dre, maybe it was Cube. I'm pretty sure it was the homie Slang. The creators are acrobatic, teaching me about where I live, the great city of Boston. Not very big, but it's home, so we crammed together, never seen alone. Saw cats on the bus, fucking gold. On the wrist and the teeth, goddamn, I was loving it. This is hip hop, dad showed me how to govern it. NWA was the next greatest hit. He's doing it in a whip, and I begin to think big. If he fucking speaking like this, I can preach, holy shit. I've been writing rhymes since the age of 6. Now I'm 22, they saying I'm the kid. Blowing bitches off just to get up in the studio, just to spit. I'm living like a villain, shout out to Trademark and Spitter. I'm loving every little bit of it. And I remember driving in the car with my mom, dude. Listening to Pearl Jam, learn a different music, and put me in a different world I experienced. Rock and roll shit was serious.
Yo.
Rest in peace to Kurt Cobain and Hendrix. Legends in the flesh, kid. I pray that I'm that good. I'm coming from the hood, plus the burbs got love for the burly one.
The burly one.
Yeah, they use the cop burgs off me. Every city in the bean hold me down in the ring. I'm nice, dude, but don't double cross me.
No.
Have you in a motherfucking car seat?
Nah, cast it out.
Very next day, show up to your funeral and just fucking laugh it out. Funny. Are we on the same page?
No.
Are you feeling me? Are those bad broads? Yeah, they about to be nailing me. Don't mess this shit up, cause there's more where you came from. Think I'm lame, son? Well, that's fine.
That's fine.
Just another reason to keep rolling on my backwards and cuss. Write another track and add it to my book.
My book.
I'm on the radio, ask yourself. Is he doing good? Well, shit, I'm worldwide doing better than you, cuss.
Suck, dog.
You just hiding like Shredder, fool. Men are swimming in a fucking pool. I shed a tool.
Yep.
A couple grand in my pocket every month makes me feel that I'm the best. Who would I know? 200 shows later, it's hostile figures for life. I'm back in this bitch.
I'm over here.
It's Burley too.
That's right.
Fuck you. I'm in Burlington.
It's too
and I'm playing. Doing Burley too, you faggot.
You fucking butthurt bitches.
And we back. And of course, we're still waiting on Reject. Should be here very shortly. Just posted about 4 minutes ago. About to be on JOR for a little terrorized. So, but yeah, that fucking 90s knocking shit fucking dope as all fuck. Yo, the Burley Laugh 2, tell you right now, it's worth the fucking get. If you got that piss, you know about that, yo, go there, pick up the Burley Laugh 2, pick up the Burley Laugh Part 1 while you're fucking at it. But I guess since we're still waiting on Mac on our Reject here, what do you say we go on the track number 3 off of this? This is Reject featuring Mad Max, produced by Bob Braze. Track is called Ted Bundy.
You're bleeding from the neck up and down. Don't you know that I'm the best? What did you expect? By the way, do you know this dumb fuck? Yeah, you do. Well, surprise, it's time to cry and die and then get buried by a dump truck. You'll just be dust by the time that the sun's up. Till then, I'll be doing some fun stuff. Do I worry about the DNA evidence? Hardly. The kerosene, a milk can and Barbie. Short black like a Sharpie. You're going back to the Stygian pit, your fucking heartbeat. Am I doing this because I hate you? Well, yeah, sorry.
Put the child back in the car seat.
That's why you are where you are. Now come on,
scream! You can run, you can hide. Where you go, I will find. And I do, you will die. Life and death, yours are mine. You can run, you can hide. Where you go, I will find. And I do, you will die. Life and death, yours are mine.
Where you going, my friend? I'm here to cut you in the little piece. Burley can get what I'm heated, I'm tweaking. Eating pills ain't doing anything anymore. Now my liver's pacing. And the number of the rabbits in Massachusetts keep decreasing. What I'm trying to say is that you're Max the Pillager. Man, Max the fucking kill your family. Y'all crammed together in the village, dumping gasoline upon your Grammy's face. Now she's just facing
her.
You heard that? I'm the realest. What's up? What's that? Your car an extra freezer to watch everybody in the panic getting warm. Extremely close to the demons. Death is the worst way. Hostile figures be singing. Murder ain't my thing.
Get away with him.
Might as well be. Man, that's just what I fucking needed. P.O.D. did too much weed and Henny got me twisted. So I might as well keep raging on the world because I'm fucking lifted.
You can run, you can hide. Where you
with a forever dam. You would be safer in a desert land on the devil's sand.
Fist fucking you bloody with your severed hand.
Exactly who is it you were thinking you're better than? Your fear gives me the pleasure that only terror can. Fuck all you fairy faggots out in Neverland. You can find me off in the forest plotting bodies with the Slender Man.
All right, I'll be back. Still waiting on Reject.
Yeah.
Which he'll be calling in here now because I just, you know, messaged him. I know that we're waiting on him.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, all I got to say is, yo, fucking track number three, which is what I just played off of the Birdie Left 2. Ted Bundy featuring Max. Produced by fucking Bob Breeze. Dope track. But track number two, which I played before this, 90s Knocking. Fucking love it.
Yep. So, did you talk to him about Mad Max? Is that still happening?
I'm waiting to hear back about that. I think he's gonna hit him up. But, Reject, what's going on, man?
What up, man? What's going on, brother? How you doing, man? Been a long time.
Hell yeah, doing good. Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, yo, 90s Knocking is fucking sick, and so is Ted Bundy.
Yo, good looks, man. That's love right there, man. Yeah, fucking, I was just listening to my dudes on 88.9 right now at night out here in Bean. You know, my dudes Hush and Maroney on there right now. Shout out to them. I just want to let them know. I forgot all about this interview, dude. You know what I'm saying? So my dude booked his shit, and then I came, you know what I'm saying? So it looked all crazy and everything, but like I said, wanted to be known, dog, that those are my brothers right there. So, you know, shout outs to everybody doing their thing and the being and shit, you know. And thank you for thank you for hitting me up with them comments, dog. 90s Knocking is crazy. 90s Knocking is like my whole childhood in one song.
Hell yeah, bud. Fucking love
yeah.
That shit. It's fucking dope.
Nah, for real, man. That's like some shit that you can just chill on the train and just like, just bob your head to. You know what I'm saying? Put them Dre beats on and fucking bob your head to that shit. On the orange line, the red line, the purple line and shit.
Yeah, and I gotta say, yo, my other favorite track off the entire one, which ever since I fucking downloaded it, ever since I've been fucking bumping it, yo, the one featuring Slain, man, I can't stop listening to it.
Yeah, Go to Sleep. Shit's crazy, man, you know? Shit got major, major radio play. It was, like, number two in Boston last year. I'm not complaining, you know? Shout out to Slain, you know? He just came out with his Boston project. You know, I was actually, I'm not on that version, you know, but there will be a volume two. You know, he left off a lot of different people and shit, but, like I said, Boston Project, definitely go cop that. My dude Slain doing his thing. You know, all my peoples is on there. Ed OG's on there. You know, that was like the first dude that ever really reached out and was like, yeah, let's do a track. You know, he was a legend of Boston, so I was only 19 when I did that shit. Now I'm 22, and, you know, the story goes on, you know. So props to Slain, like I said. Go cop the Boston Project. It's out there right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like I said, Go to Sleep, man. You can count that on iTunes as well, or you can just go, and I made it easy for people because, you know, my fans are everything to me. You can go on datpiv.com and fucking download Burley Life 1 and Burley Life 2, you know, in the full, you know, free. You ain't got to log in. You ain't got to do none of that shit. You just click that download button, and you just download that freshness. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man.
Sipping on this Bacardi tonight. You know what I'm saying? On that Bacardi, that beans on shit.
Now, of course, man, you know, we got a shitload of new listeners nowadays. I mean, we got a new co-host. So for those who don't know who you are.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, you know. I just remember coming up, man, you know. It took a long fucking time, you know. I'm me and Max ventured out of Hightown. For anybody that doesn't know that, you know, I did do a public announcement, me and Max together. But Hostile Figures is still together, obviously. Max is my brother. He's in the studio right now. He's making an EP called Sex and Violence. That shit's coming out soon. Shit is ridiculous, dog. You know, and like I said, you know, we got the Fall Bag video out that I just dropped. It says me and Mad Max, Mr. DL directed it. Shout out to Mr. DL, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's doing a bunch of videos. He's done videos for, like, Onyx and fucking Cypress Hill. He's done videos for Slane. He's done videos for a lot of different people. So it was cool working with Mr. DL, man. He's got a movie coming out, too, called Sea of Green, you know, which hopefully I get my role in that shit like I asked him. But like I said, you know, like I said, it's crazy because, you know, I was started out when I was, like, 14, and now I'm fucking 22, and toured the country twice and fucking been on pretty much every radio station you can think of. But, you know, it is what it is, man. I keep moving. You know, right now I'm at a low point and chilling. You know, I'm slowly working on music, but slowly but surely is what, you know, is what I mean. I mean, I went to the studio today and I did a verse for my dude Hush Harding shit, you know, Trappachuses, that shit's coming out. I got a few collabs on there, so, you know, check that shit out too. But, you know, like I said, I'm working and shit. I'm just chilling, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get, I got a baby on the way too, you know, so anybody that doesn't know that, that's why I kind of slowed down a little bit, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Congrats on the baby, man.
Yo, appreciate that, Doug. You know, I'm having a little girl, so I'm looking forward to it because, you know, it's my first baby, you know. And it's dope, man, because it's like it humbles your soul and shit, you know. It really does, man, when you have, like, a kid. You know, when you got a kid coming, it kind of just humbles your soul, man, you know. It really just changes, like, who you are as a person and shit, you know. A little bit, not completely. I'm still burly as fuck. I'll still punch your fucking head right off and break every fucking teeth in your mouth, but... You know, I'll just do it, you know, with a Disney smile on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. But, you know, and of course, your book, you have not gotten a chance to hear Hostile Figures, you know, go to datpip.com and fucking pick up It Fucking Figures.
What happened? What did you say? It Fucking Figures?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I know, man. Yeah, thank you, man. You know, that's a great EP. I did that shit at Leeds Edutainment Studios near South Station in Boston. You know, that shit is crazy, man. I still listen to that joint. You know what I'm saying? That EP is crazy, man. You know, me and Max, I think the only features we had on there was XL from The Creators, you know, who was my legendary uncle, you know, out of Boston. Shout out to XL for putting me on, you know, really putting me on, you know. You know what I'm saying? Because all this other shit going on, all this radio play, all these blogs, all this fucking buzz, all this other shit, dude, that all comes from XL, who's the Don out here. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker pretty much put me the fuck on. I don't, you know, which is pretty much why I'm a solo artist now, because I can control my own career now. You know, I have creative control as well as Max. So, like I said, Hostile Figures, It Fucking Figures, that shit's on that for free. You know, but we're definitely working on new music, me and Max. I mean, Max is always working on shit. I'm always on shit. As you can see for Burly, too, man, you know, he's on, like, 6 or 7 tracks on that CD. So, you know, shout out to Max. That's my fucking brother. I'd kick somebody's fucking head right off of Max because that's my dude. So, props to Mad Max.
Hell yeah, but now, of course, you know, for those who don't really know you, man, you know, how did you get your name Reject?
Oh, shit, I just took a huge shot. Hold on. Yeah, nah. hold on. Yeah, nah, I got my name Reject fucking, I don't know, it was years ago. I mean, I know that, you know, before I was big and shit, but I'm saying, you know, this was years ago. I was like 14. I just wanted to rap. You know, I grew up listening to, like, all the Boston hip-hop, Guru, Swain, LOG, Special Teams, all that shit. I just wanted to be like them, you know what I'm saying? Terminology, Mass Mike Miles, people like that, you know, and I kind of just developed my name, Reject, and then as time went on, I kind of just, like, had a second personality, and, like, that's me as Burly. That's me when I'm, like, Burly is a whole other side of my life and shit, as you can see from the 2 mixtapes and shit, you know, so Reject came just from me But I actually came from Visual Assassins, which was a five-man group back in the day. But I'm not even going to get into that shit because that shit is complete history. It didn't even make history. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is so old. But that's where the name came from. It was Reject, Hardy, Cerebral, fucking Corrupt, and some other, and someone else. I don't even fucking remember. It was so long ago. But I'm Burly now, baby. Burly. You know what I'm saying? And that's just pretty much who I am now. I've been thinking about changing my name to Burly permanently, but the thing is, Reject has a history. I really can't do that to myself, so I'm always going to be Reject, a.k.a. Burly. You know, so that's where my name came from.
Hell yeah. So definitely growing up, man, like who do you see, you know, influenced you the most to get into music?
There's a lot of people, dude. I mean, like I said, like Twisted, honestly, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, like I love my juggalos out there. I am a juggalo, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I just, you know, I branched off and did my own thing, but Twisted, 100%. You know, people like, the Creators from Boston, you know, they were fucking, that's my uncle, one of them out of the four. Special Teams, you know, who else? Biggie Smalls, obviously, always. there's a lot of people out there that really fucking made me want it. Like Beastie Boys, my pops used to put on the Beastie Boys and shit. My father got me into rap pretty much. So, you know, I used to roll around with him when I was 5, 6, 7. He used to be driving in his Mustang. He put the ill ass, you know, put the ill ass rap on and shit. You know, and I just kind of got, fell in love, Run DMC, you know, people like that, you know what I'm saying? System of a Down, you know, also rock and roll, you know, Limp Bizkit, Korn, you know, fucking ill people like that, man. You know, Tech N9ne, shit like that.
Hell yeah, man.
That's what made me want to be a rapper and shit out here. So that's what I did.
I'm going to let my co-host Chris here ask you a few questions if he wants, man.
What up, Chris, man? What?
Yeah, what up? So what was it like to, who would you say is your favorite artist that you've worked with?
I've worked with so many dudes out here. I mean, it's fucking real hard. I mean, I definitely will admit Swain was one of the best people to work with because, you know, in the studio, he's just a fucking mastermind. I mean, he really just mixed pretty much all of Go to Sleep. I mean, shout out to my other engineer, Archetype, that really, really did the full mix. But Swain put all the ideas into Go to Sleep, you know. I mean, like, Verbal made that beat, and, I mean, Swain was just fun, man. He was just drunk as shit. We all drunk as shit, making music and shit, you know. And it was dope, man, to work with Swain, because it's like I grew up listening to him. So it was like, you know, whether it's a track or whether he puts me on or whether he don't or whether fucking we never talk to each other after or whether we do or whatever, it didn't matter because it was like that was the moment right there where I was waiting for, you know what I'm saying? So, and then another one was definitely Ed O.G. He's a legendary rapper out here. Fucking, it was crazy because I was 19 and he was fucking, I mean, Ed O.G.'s probably like, what, in his early 40s, maybe late 40s or something now. So it was cool working with him, working with XL, Mad Max the first couple times. I mean, you know, people don't understand. I grew up listening to like different shit, like hardcore and shit, but Max always came up. And to have Max, like, you know, be like, yo, let's make a group, that was fucking crazy. I mean, I was, like, historic, you know, Hostile Figures. You know, I mean, Max was living at my crib, dude. Living homeless outside, I'd pick him up after school. I was in high school when Hostile Figures fucking branched out and everything. And then we went on tour, and me and Max built a crazy bond. So I have to say, Swain, Edo, Max, XL, you know, Hush is fun to work with. I was just with him earlier. He's on 88.9 right now. Just different people. Crook Firm, dude, doing the whole Laugh in the Greenhouse mixtape. But Crook Firm was fucking crazy, representing Brockton. You know what I'm saying? Crook Firm is the shit. You know, Maroney, he's a fucking unbelievable freestyle out there. I did a couple tracks with him. He was a good dude. I don't know, a lot of different people, man. I don't even know who the fuck I work with.
I'm getting paid for verses now and everything, so it's like I don't even know who the fuck's doing this, that, the other thing. You know what I'm saying? So
I get you.
You feel me?
Hell yeah.
Shit, man. Fucking.
First, man, yo, if you want, you know, you can definitely ask Reject your question that you were asking. I mean, fucking Reject's fucking a nut. He'll fucking end, he'll answer any fucking question you fucking throw at him. Simple.
Okay, fine. Then I will ask my random weird question. If you could, would you fuck a zombie prostitute?
Yeah, I probably would, dude, because, like, if anything happened, I'd play Call of Duty enough to blow that bitch's head right off, so it don't matter. Yeah, I guess I would. I don't give a fuck. You know, I branch off of Wicked Shit rap. That's what I started as, is Wicked Shit. So, you know, yeah, I'll fuck a zombie bitch. I'll pop her head off and put it back on, sew it on. I don't give a fuck. I'll throw that bitch out on the street. You know, be like, I'll throw that bitch out on the street with no legs. Let her crawl her way to the next crib. You dig?
Hell yeah, bud. I check it out, man. And of course, you know, you're already high as it is, so definitely this question is perfect for right now. If we were to get you high, man, give you $75 and put you in a Walmart with absolutely no food, I mean no food and no drinks, what would you buy?
This is funny. I remember you asked me that 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe. Like I said, man, I don't even remember what the fuck I said back in fucking 4 years ago, but what would I buy? And there's no food there. I'd probably buy, oh shit, they don't even sell the guns at Walmart anymore because of fucking dumbass fucking bullshit politics. So I don't really know, man. I'd probably buy a fishing pole so I can go fish the fish because there's no food, you know. And then after that, I'd probably just rob the store, take all the money and fucking leave and go to Burger King so I can eat. And then I'd throw the fucking fishing pole in the car until later. That's probably what I would do. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, I'm not playing games. I'll just jump over the counter and kick him in the fucking head, take his fucking cash and leave. Give the hot girl at the front $20 tip. You dig? Walmart, nigga. Burley. That's a Burley comment right there. Burley comment.
Look at that. Spaz called in with a spaz. You got any questions you want to ask Reject?
Oh my god, you unmuted me, finally.
You've been on me the entire time since you first called in.
No.
Pretty much.
Y'all could go suck a fat one then. And
but
say
yeah.
Hi, cousin. I'm going to slap you with a fucking dildo.
Oh, shit.
Wait, so is that your question for Reject, or do you have a question for
me? That wasn't the question. This girl's crazy. I don't even know her, but she sounds crazy, so that's good.
Always crazy. They don't call me Spaz for nothing, sweetheart.
Yeah, no shit, right?
I earned my title.
Yeah, you did. I can already tell. I don't even know you, but I can tell. You sound very confident in that voice.
Hell yeah.
You dig. I'm nice right now. Just so everybody knows. Floating. Cloud nine.
Well, here's my question to you. And everybody's gonna laugh at me for this one. How long did it take you to open up a package of graham crackers?
Wow. Oh, my God, dude. A package of graham crackers, dude. Dude, it doesn't take me time at all because I don't eat graham crackers. I eat fucking Teddy Grahams, nigga.
I haven't had Teddy Grahams in a long-ass time. Now I want Teddy Grahams, motherfucker.
Yeah, Teddy Grahams are good shit, dude. Teddy Grahams are good shit. You should go buy a box. You know, I'm going to have a little daughter that's going to be eating Teddy Grahams. I'll be eating them before she wakes up. You know? So.
Sorry, I know my kids' food, too.
There you go. Damn, Havoc, it's been a long time since I've been up on this. This is pretty funny. I'm so used to, like, such a different kind of interview and everything else. Like, I like this interview because it's like you can just say whatever the fuck you want, motherfucker. Usually they're like, yeah, you can't say any squares or you'll be fined $300 and you can't do this and you can't talk about sex and you can't talk about guns and you can't talk about drugs and you can't talk about bombings.
Well,
you
we talk
what?
About all of that, so it's all good. Especially the
I know,
sex
I know.
Part. We talk
oh,
about
yeah,
sex
obviously,
a lot.
Oh, I love it, dude. I'll tell you that. I love it, you know.
I'm a perfect fucking
sex.
Dog. Have it.
You know.
Bring me cigarettes.
Walk your ass down to fucking Danbury.
So far.
Cigarettes are bad for you, just so you know.
And this comes
so
from
is
reason.
Alcohol, but I drink.
I'm drinking right now. Shit, but I ain't smoking a cigarette. I'm trying to live.
Yes, my fucking liver hates me.
Huh. Yeah.
That's also because I'm drinking to deal with fucking douchebag husband ex thing. I have a pineapple.
Did she just say she's a pineapple?
No,
yes.
I have one. No, I have a pineapple. I don't know why I have a pineapple, but there's a pineapple on my counter.
She doesn't remember when she got the pineapple, but it just appeared there. Apparently.
I didn't buy it, motherfucker. If I bought it, I would have remembered that shit.
Unless you were drunk as shit when you bought it.
No, the only time
exactly.
that I ever, the only time that I went out to the bar was Saturday night. And I don't ever remember going to Walmart, and my friend drove me home. So, where the fuck did this pineapple come up?
all right. So, Reject Man, yeah, we do have a new question that I'm pretty sure you were not here for. When we start using this question, but check it out, bud. If you could choose between either having Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger. Fucking Pinhead, Leatherface, any fucking horror icon up on stage with you while you're performing, who would it be and why?
Shit. Oh, man. Fucking. I'd probably have Michael Myers just because Michael Myers is just so, like, fucking mysterious and he's just so.
Yeah, buddy.
Like, Michael Myers is just one of those people. And like I said, I started my career off wicked shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm hip hop. You know, I do a lot of hip hop now, but. I've gotten real gritty into some wicked shit, so I definitely can feel this question right here. Michael Myers is the shit, dude. He carries a butcher knife. He wears a fucking white, scary-ass mask. You know, that's the most of a serial killer, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the most of a serial killer. Like, there's no better serial killer out there. You know what I'm saying? He's the realest of the realest, Michael Myers. Shout out to Michael Myers, wherever he's at. I know he's real. I know he's real out there, and I know he's somewhere. Shout out to Michael Myers. I hope he kills a couple more people tonight. Honestly, though, I hope he stabs the shit out of people with the big butcher knife that he has in the movies, and it's not fake. Because if it is, I want my money back. You heard me? Wes Craven, you heard me, dickhead. I want my money back if it's not real. But no, wait, no, it's John Carpenter. John Carpenter, I want my fucking money back if he's not real. If he's not real, I want my money back. So, I bought 3 new movies and I want the money back. Harley, nigga, Harley.
Yeah, bud.
My manager gonna fucking bitch at me hard. I'm acting a fool, but it don't matter. Acting a fool. I can usually never act like this, you know, so it's funny.
Well, we're awesome, that's why.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I said, Juggalos are awesome. You know, I remember
it'll
playing...
It'll fabulous, Colin, soon.
I remember the Juggalo Gathering, dude. Juggalo Gathering, and I played that shit, and the Juggalos were fucking sick. I love the Juggalos. They're fucking awesome. So,
So, you know, so now I gotta ask you, man. Is there a chance for a Burning Light 3 coming out, man?
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm working on it. Kind of slowly, you know. But, yeah, there's going to be a Burly Light 3, 100%. I'm going to have, you know, all, like I always do, more features. I'm definitely going to have, like, Big Kurt on there. Shout out to Big Kurt. He does this thing, man. Big Kurt repping Taunton, Mass. So you're going to see some shit with me and Big Kurt. You know, he was on the Boston Project. You know, go cop that. Like I said, I'll obviously have, like, Max on there. My man Hush, you know, that's my dude right there. Who else? I'm going to have XL on there. I'm going to have Jason on there from Special Teams. That's a track that no one's ever heard. You know, I never released a track with Jason yet. So when that shit comes out, that's crazy for Boston. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then who else, man? Who else, man? I know I'm forgetting people and shit, man. Fuck. I don't know. There's so many people out there. Scum, I'll be on it. You know, he'll be on there. Scum's my dude. I toured with Scum. You'll hear new shit from me and Mars. Me and Mars, the West Coast Mars by that. You know, the wicked shit Mars. That's my dude right there. Shout out to Mars. Mars is my dude right there, you know. I don't care what anybody says. Like, Mars is my fucking dog right there. You know what I'm saying? Whenever he's in Boston and shit, Mars be hitting me up like, yo, let's get nice. I'll be like, all right, I'm coming through. You know? So I'll probably get Infinity on there too. Infinity. Shout out to I-Town, even though I'm not with them anymore. It wasn't a decision. It was just a decision that I made to, like, kind of, like, bring my career to where I wanted it to go. I didn't want to be under anybody because I think me and Max are the pinnacle, man. I don't think anybody can fuck with me and Max. On, like, a lyrical level, you cannot fuck with me and Max. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, like, you can't fuck with me and Max on a track. So it is what it is. I wanted to branch out. You know, I got other managers now. Shout out to Matt Diamond. Shout out to DJ Edition, my managers, you know. Me and Max are under real good management. Max got a new video dropping, the Burly Cypher. He's going to be dropping that. I did a video called Rhyme Spree that I shot at my childhood home. Okay, and they're about to knock my childhood home down because it turned into a crack house. Because I come from the hood, dog. I come from straight up Hyde Park out here. So it's like they're about to knock my fucking house down. So it's like I did a whole video there, and that's coming out. It was supposed to be out this month. It will be out like early next month. So look out for that. You know. But you know, like I said, shout out to Hightown. You'll see Infinity on Burly 3, definitely. Those are my dudes. I still talk to like six every day, and like fucking V Locals, good people always. So, shout out to Hightown. I just don't think that they can, you know. I just don't think that like that's where we belong anymore. You know.
Understandable, man. Now, Def, gotta ask you, man, and you know, and I remember us talking about this, you know, during like our first interview. Man, where the hell is the LP at, man?
Oh my god, dude, I know. Well, like I said, I'm working on Far From Industry still. I mean, that's still the name of my LP. Dude, like, you gotta build your name before you drop an album. So it's like, right now, I'm in the middle of building still, and I'm getting to the point where it's like, I'm ready to drop an album. Like, I have enough people that are involved in my, like, career, and you know, I can get any feature I want in Boston right now for free, like nothing. I could just call motherfuckers up, be like, hey, get on this track right here, you know, do whatever. But like I said, right now, like, you know, I don't think you're going to expect any, like, LP from me within the next year or two because, you know, I am having a daughter, and that's going to be my first, you know, priority for the next year.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, I'm not going to stop making mixtape music or, you know, dropping radio singles here and there, you know. Like, I mean, I always drop radio singles because it keeps me irrelevant. It keeps me on the blogs, keeps people talking shit, keeps people talking good. You know, I'll never let my buzz die down. Burly will never let his fucking buzz die down. You know, I'll kick your mother in the fucking eyeball, dude, before I let that happen. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly. But Fathom Industry, like I said, it needs work and shit. I mean, I got a few tracks that are done, but it's just, like, I want to link up with the right producers. Like, I want to get, like... Like, I've worked with Teddy Roxton before, you know, like, I mean, he's a big producer. He produces for, like, Mac Miller and, like, Chris Webby and, like, fucking Slane and a bunch of other people and Apathy and everybody. So I already worked with him. You know, I want to get Static Selecta on a joint, you know, like, to do producing. I know I can get Louis Bowles. I know I can get, you know, Galaxy of Crook Firm. Like, I mean, I just want to get the production right before I drop the album like that. Oh, yeah. But expect like a hostile figures, like, expect like another hostile figures, like LP or EP, whatever. I don't know. The past two CDs we dropped were EPs. So expect something from me and Max. And, you know, like I said, expect Burly 3 and expect Mad Max's Sex and Violence EP. It's like 8 or 9 tracks and it's fucking ridiculous. I've already heard like half of the CD. It's fucking unbelievable. Max is an unbelievable rapper.
Hell yeah. Now of course, you know, my co-host Christian has been asking me, you know, I've asked you about this. do we have a confirmation for Max for the first on Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, man, Max. Yeah, I think, I don't think he's going to mind. What is that, 2 days from now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran it by him and shit. But, like I said, Max has 2 kids, you know, so, you know, he, you know, he's very busy and he got a new job and shit, but I know that he'll, set some time away. The only reason, like, we really set time away, like, if we're not going into a radio studio and we're not on the mic and everything and all that, like, we usually don't do it, but since, like, you know, I've been rocking with you for, like, how long, 5, 6, 7 years now, I mean, it's like, you know, I don't think Max would have a problem doing that, so, like, I haven't. You know, so yeah, expect that Max on your show May 1st, definitely.
Hell yeah. I was just asking because I was talking to Sleepy or whatnot, and he said that he was featured on Mad Max next EP.
Wait, what happened? Say that again.
I was talking to the artist Sleepy from Temple Rain days, and he said that he was featured on Mad Max next EP. So he said that he wanted to call in.
Wait, what? What is his name? What?
Sleepy.
Talk to you, Chris.
Creepy? Creepy? Who?
Sleepy.
Sleepy. No. Hold on, Chris. Reject. His name is Sleepy from Temple Rain. They were part of Seven Seal back in the day when Max was with Infect and everything.
Yeah, I don't think that's true at all. To tell you the truth, I'm not going to speak for Max, but you know, Max was the founder, one of the founders of Mission Infect, and they don't, I mean, none of them talk anymore. I know that he talks to Gruesome once in a while, but, you know, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, we don't know about what happened with that whole thing, you know? I mean, why do you think Mad Max is hostile figures now, you know? I really don't see that happening, and if it was a track with anybody, it would be like Low Key or someone bigger than fucking, I don't even know Sleepy. I've never really, is the part of Mission Effect?
Yeah, he used to be part of Mission Effect. He was part of the that group, Temple Rain, the big group that Low Key was a part of. And
yo, I've heard of him and shit before, but I just talked to Max, like, last night, and, you know, the only feature on there would be me. I mean, I don't really, and then, you know, maybe my Uncle XL or something like that, but, you know, no, definitely not Sleepy. You know, he never mentioned Sleepy. I haven't heard any tracks with him and Sleepy. I wish I had some tracks that I could have sent y'all. I mean, he has this track called Raccoon City that's coming out on the EP. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It is ridiculous. It's all about killing zombies. It's unbelievable.
Oh. What?
No, honestly, dude, like, Raccoon City by Mad Max, like, when y'all hear this, like, I don't know, it's, like I said, EP Sex and Violence is going to be dropping in May. I don't have an exact date, don't quote me, but like I said, that Raccoon City track is unbelievable, so shout out to Mad Max. I'm going to be on that CD as well.
We have a bunch of tracks that I could choose from, but, you know, there's just a bunch of stuff going on, you know, with the EP that he's doing. Because Maxima, like, it's like, in the horrorcore world, it's very historical for Max to drop shit. So when Max drops something, it needs to be the pinnacle. So Max is, like, very, very, feels very, very strongly about his music. That's the thing, you know. When you work with Max, Mad Max is like, he goes in there without a notebook. I mean, he has everything already. Like, he'll do it in one take, literally. No fucking bullshit. Like, Max will go in there, bang it out, and then it's, you know, it's a wrap. Hey, Reject, get your verse on there. Take fucking eight, you know, four takes. You know what I mean? Max is just ridiculous. He's unbelievable, so.
Like I said,
I can't confirm Sleepy on the EP. I know that's already not going down. I just already know that, so I don't know what Sleepy's talking about. He must be sleeping. No,
he said that there's going to be a CD that him and Mad Max are going to be working on. I think that's to take the quote directly.
Oh, all right, maybe a feature. Okay, maybe a feature. You guys had said like his EP. I know that Max won't be releasing anything but Sleepy on his EP, so I know that. You know, we do features about dime a dozen. I mean. You know, anybody out there, I charge $200 a feature now. Max charges $300. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, you know, we work, man. We do as much as we can. So, I mean, maybe that's going to happen. Maybe not. I don't even think he would charge Sleepy if he's part of Mission Effect. But, like I said, I can't confirm any of that, like I said. So.
Yeah. And, Chris, man, let's get this on the right now, man. Yo, if you ever get a chance to go to a fucking show with either Max or Reject or even both of them on the show, fucking jump at the opportunity and do it, because, yo, these motherfuckers will rock the fucking show, plain and simple.
Well,
yeah, thank you, man. You know, thank you, definitely. I mean, I've done over 250 shows by now, so, you know, I've toured all over the country. I mean, you know, you learn a lot from that, you know.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, sure, man, fucking, I've been, we just lost them. They'll be back up on here in a minute.
Yep.
But yeah, nah, man, fucking, you know, like, I've had the pleasure of, I've actually going to a couple of Hightown shows myself, fucking, you know, fucking, the first one was the end of days of the fucking, like, about the Palladium, like, back in, like, 2009, I believe, if I'm correct, right, Reject, that was the end of days show at the fucking Tammany Hall.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even, dude. I just lost connection, but I'm back. But like I said, yeah, I've done so many fucking shows. I've done shows with Tech N9ne. I've done shows with Carmel Kings, ICP, Twisted, fucking, you name it, dude. Slain, fucking Vinny Paz, fucking Ill Bill, Lakoka, fucking, you know. I mean, dude, we were at a point where it was like Hightown was headlining our own shows. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, the love that we got. I mean, too bad it couldn't last. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a great thing while it lasted.
Yeah,
you know, but now, you know, I mean, I got some shows coming up and everything. You know, I played the Palladium like about 2 months ago with Outland Camp. Shout out to Outland Camp out in Plymouth. You know, those are my dudes right there. You know, Outland Camp doing their fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? But I did that shit at the Palladium in Worcester. I don't know. I got a lot of shit coming up, dude. I got a show with Vato and Cameron, you know, from Dipset and shit. I got that shit coming up. I got a bunch of different shows. I don't even fucking know. I have so many shows coming up this summer. So just look me up on Twitter, RejectHDR. You know, I'm not HDR anymore, but I can't change my fucking name, so Reject HDR. So look me up, follow me on Twitter.
Or definitely fucking, definitely go to his fucking like page up on Facebook too, and I'm up there too.
Yeah, definitely go like my page. I used to have like 1,000 likes, but then some faggot ass bitch hacked my fucking shit. And pretty much fucked up my whole entire old Facebook, so I lost all my likes and my friends. But I'm up to like 500 now, so, you know, go like my page, you know.
Hell yeah, fucking. But nah, man. But yeah, like, you know, for me, you know, from Patrick Prince, like the HTR shows, I'm gonna say right now, like I said, yo, Reject's fucking nuts on the fucking stage. Max is fucking nuts on stage. I mean, shit, man, fucking City of Wind, Walnut Street, a couple years ago.
Wow, Walnut Street, that's so old. But, you know, Walnut Street is historical only because, my dude Twiz died. And he was the one that put us in that venue and everything. And R.I.P. Twiz, man. I miss Twiz, man. That was my dude. He just got signed to Hightown, and then, like, fucking 4 months later, he died. I feel so bad for Twiz, man. He was a good rapper. He's a good dude. It was sad to lose him, you know? I mean, because, like, it's like, dude, what happened with Hightown is, like, we lost a lot of different people. I mean, it's like we lost Beastmaster, and Beastmaster, for one thing, fuck Beastmaster. Fuck that bitch-ass motherfucker anyways, but I'm saying, like I said, Beastmaster left, and he made the fucking symbol for Hightown. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
So it was like, okay, so now he's leaving, and he made the symbol. So there goes the copyright to the symbol. You know what I'm saying? And then there goes fucking, you know, Dirty C started not even giving a fuck. Shout out to Dirty. I love him. He's always going to be my brother. Then 6X, and I traded a skit, so I'm actually living down the Cape now, so shout out to Trigger, he lives right down the street from me, but he's still out here and everything. He just, you know, he has no love, actually, for Hightown, really. I mean, I have love for Hightown, I'm sure Trigger does too, but, you know, it's kind of just like, we all got fucked over, kind of, in different ways, so it was like, you know, I mean, you could see a pattern. First it was, Twiz died, and then it was, you know, fucking Beastmaster left. Yeah, Beastmaster left. And then, you know, what else? I mean, you know, and then Trigger just faded out. I mean, they didn't even care about Trigger. And he was such a great artist of ours. And,
well, he faded out as well.
And then Angels of Death. I mean, those dudes fell the fuck off. And, you know, me and Mad Max kept doing our thing, but it was like, people were like, yo, Hightown's bringing your name down right now. Like, this isn't where you belong. You're doing way bigger things. And, you know, Dirty was like, yo, I want to ride with y'all. Look out for a new track on Burley 3 with me, Mad Max, and Dirty C, by the way. You know, Dirty C returns, definitely. But like I said, man, it was just like, oh, everybody falling apart. 6X is my dude. B-Loco's my dude. But B-Loco started, you know, no offense to B-Loco. I love you, Brandon, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, he started focusing more on booking shows and really caring about his own group, Infinity. So it was pretty much just, like, history after the fucking bullshit that was going on with that whole thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, all right, well, you know, we can stay on fucking, you know, Hightown Records and be number two always, or we can fucking leave. And, I mean, since we have the number two radio single in fucking Boston and, you know, we're New Jersey and Massachusetts combined, dude. I mean, it's a big deal and shit. I mean, Max comes from New Jersey. I come from Murder Max. You know, it was a big deal. And the fact that we were doing our thing, Hostile Figures and shit, and, like, it was like, you know, we weren't getting put on the right shows. Like, he'd put us on a show for, like, you know, like, fucking a small show, and then he'd do the fucking big-ass show with fucking whoever, you know? And it was starting, at a time, it was like, everybody was blowing up, we were selling merchandise, we were doing all the shows together, we were touring off Sick Mix 6, everything else, and then Sick Mix 6 era came, and they're gone, and then after that, it was like history. It was like, all right, now every man for themselves. And, like, everybody just started fucking doing their own thing. And me and Max just decided, as a group, see you later, you know? So.
Definitely.
That's what happened with Hightown. Just so everybody really knows the real story. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking speculate. Don't fucking. You heard it from me, dude. I mean, I was the first dude to sign to Hightown. I was fucking 14 years old. And B-Loco signed me. He said, do you believe in Hightown Records? I said, hell yeah, I believe in Hightown Records. And we fucking blew the fuck up, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hightown will go down in history. But there won't be any new epic Hightown shit ever. I mean, shout out to Killer T and shout out to Infinity, the only people left on Hightown. But Killer T's my dude. You know, he's killing it. You know, and Infinity, Infinity's last CD was fucking awesome, by the way. I love it. I mean, Double Helix and what was the other shit? 18, I forget exactly what it was, but it was a good-ass CD, so, you know, props to them and shit, but, you know, like I said, me and Max are on to fucking bigger and better things, so.
Oh, yeah, by the way, man, 1308,
yeah, that's what it was. That was such a great album. The whole fucking thing was unbelievable. Shout out to Infinity.
Hell yeah, I mean, this is like, I mean, come on, think about it. We've been waiting how long for Double Helix to drop?
For what, Double Helix? I mean, years. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Hype Kills is just dropping, which I'm on. Shout out to B-Logo. I'm on Hype Kills. I'm on a song called Spaced Out. It's all about taking roles. Actually, we recorded the track like 4 years ago. Then we went to another studio and we re-recorded the track, and it came out sick, so. Shout out to Be Local. Hype Kills is just coming out after fucking 9 years.
Fucking finally.
Fucking finally. You're telling me, dude. You know, that dude, the era I signed on Hightown was when he was just starting to think of Hype Kills, man. It was fucking, I don't know, it was just funny, man. I remember those days, man, just trying to get out there, hoping people like you. You know, it took a lot of fucking time to get where I'm at, man. That's for sure. I thank God every day for giving me the gift of being a good lyricist and really putting me in the public and really, like, having my kids, like, hit me up on Twitter and, you know, tell me, you know, hit me up on YouTube and tell me that, you know, my music can fucking save their lives. And, you know, like, it's crazy that when people say shit like that, well.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
man,
yeah,
duh.
I look up to you. Oh, I look up to you. You know, I'm off of drugs because of you. You know, I'm fucking, I left my bitch because of you. I fucked this bitch because of you. You know, it's crazy. It's just like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's just insane.
Hell yeah. Actually, you know what, man? That actually leads me to my next question for you, man. You know, that is the question that we started asking maybe for like a couple of years now. You know, from the first time like you first started recording music, started making music up to now, man. How do you feel like you've grown as an artist?
Yeah, that's a great that's a good question, bro. I feel like I've learned a lot over the years, you know, as an artist and shit. So, you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, you know, when you start out 14, your mind is just like, oh, I want to be this, I want to be that. You know, I want to do this, you know, I want to do that. But, you know, like I said, I learned a lot over time. So, you know, I learned a lot about people. I learned a lot about how the industry works. I learned a lot about, you know, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, you know. And, you know, like, obviously, like, my lyrics and my flow have picked up, like, extremely from when I was fucking 14, 15 to now. I mean, I'm a fucking monster now. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I will rip your fucking head off, dude, with my voice. You know, that's that burly shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I've just grown as an artist, man. I've worked with a lot of people I grew up listening to. That was a big thing. And I got on the radio. I got on the blogs. It was dope, man. It's like, you know, I mean, I drop, like, mixtapes that, like, you know, people have been waiting for. I mean, it's dope, man. You know, to actually have your downloads count up now and, you know, have people be, you know, I drive by people that are bumping my shit in the car. I mean, it's crazy, dude. It's fucking nuts. So, you know, obviously, I've grown in a big way, dude. So, I've grown in a big way, man. And like I said, me having a daughter, you know, is going to make me even grow even more, man. You know, I'm only 22. I don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, trials, tribulations, dog.
Exactly. You know?
Definitely agree, man. And, I mean, hell, man. I mean, you know, like, and of course, you know, like, I've definitely heard, like, you know, like, one of your first tracks, you know, like, not the one that's, like, when you were 14, but the one from when you were 16, Fuck With Me Now. And, like, I can tell you, you're not, like, you, like, you're fucking, like, you know, like the way you flow and, you know, like the way, you know, like the way you, like, mix and master your music, man, has definitely improved and has definitely grown a hell of a lot, man.
Nah, it definitely has, man. I mean, my voice, you know, the way I flow, the way I sound. You know, I buy all my beats now, even if it is for a mixtape. Half of the beats I buy, you know. I don't fucking jack beats. I don't do that shit. You know, that's the one thing I tell people. Like, if you're gonna collab with me, buy the beat, have your boy make the beat, whatever. Just don't steal the beat. I'm not rapping over anything that fucking says on the track or some shit like that before I get on the song. I'm not fucking doing that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I have grown as an artist from being 16 to fucking 22, of course.
Definitely, man.
You know, it's been hard to get to the top, dude. You know, you see me grinding out here, bro. It's been a long time, and I'm not even at the top yet. I'm almost there, but I'm not there, you know, so it is what it is.
Hell yeah, but I'm going to ask you, bud. You know, before either recording or getting up on stage, do you have, any special rituals that you like to do? Like, whether it be smoke, drink, or whatever, man?
Yeah, dude, I get nice, man. You know, I have party favors, you know what I'm saying? If you want to call them that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got real into other shit as I was growing up. You know, I got into other fucking bad things. And, you know, obviously I'm better now, you know. But, I mean, you know, shit like that. I mean, dude, the road will eat you up, man. When you're touring and you're doing shows every other fucking night or every night, man. Oh, my God, that shit will tear you up more than your baby mama. You feel me?
Yep.
That shit will tear you up. Them roads will, I mean, the different people you meet, the drug you do, the fucking weed you smoke, the fucking drinks you drink, the fights you get into, the bitches you fuck. That shit will tear you apart, dog. You know, people don't even understand how much that will tear you the fuck apart. So, you know.
Now, of course, you know, I got to ask you, man. You know, you know, the fact, you know, you and Bad Mac, you know, Hostile Figures, you know, you guys, you know, like you guys actually got a chance to do a tour. So, you know.
You said, when are we going to do a tour? When did we get the chance?
No. You guys got a chance to do a tour.
Two tours. Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, so my question for you, man, is, you know, out of, you know, every venue that, and, you know, like everything, you know, that you got a chance to go to perform, you know, of course, other than, you know, the fucking home state, MA, you know, which state and which venue would you say, you know, was definitely your favorite place to go perform and you would love to go back to, man?
Oh, that's a wicked good question. I've never been asked that on any radio station. I've been on quite a few. I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, man, fucking, I really love Virginia Beach, man. I just love being in Virginia. I don't know. I just love the atmosphere. I love the show that I did there. Virginia Beach got it popping, you know what I'm saying? We were at the hotel. I was with Fury. Shout out to Fury, you know, doing this thing with Bizarre. I was fucking touring with Cryptic before he moved and, you know, touring with my man 5AM and touring with everybody, man. It was crazy, man. I mean, we used to, oh, you know what was funny? We used to steal, FTI Records and HTI Records used to steal the baby head, and there was a baby head that we would steal from each other every single show. So it's like we would add up points. Like, so if we were in Connecticut and we were headed to New Jersey, like, if I stole that from, like, FTI Records, like, in Connecticut, then I get a point from New Jersey, and then it starts all, you know, and then it starts again. You know what I'm saying? So it was funny doing that shit. It was dope, but, like I said, dude, definitely, you know, Virginia Beach, fucking, what else? New Hampshire was cool. The Amber Room was awesome. It was wicked packed, but we did that with Tech N9ne. That shit was awesome. I mean, like I said, Palladium would always take the cake because it's Massachusetts. I mean, it's crazy I've even played the Palladium. Like, I played both stages, and it's just a miracle that I even was able to do that. So,
yep.
There's some rappers out there that think they're so fucking big and everything and blah, 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 but y'all motherfuckers didn't play the DCU Center in fucking Providence. Y'all didn't play the Worcester Palladium. Half of y'all didn't even play the Middle East in Cambridge and Boston. I mean, it's like, I played it everywhere, man. We went touring down in Ohio with Scum. We were partying with them for like 5 days in a row. It was so fun, dude, with like the LSB dudes. You know, Leaders of the Lost and Scum and all them. Shout out to Scum. He's a fucking maniac, you know. It was good, you know, touring out in Ohio. Showed us a lot of love in Youngstown, Ohio. Shout out to them, you know. Girls is crazy in Ohio. Girls is insane in Ohio. I'll tell you that. They're fucking tapped. So, this thing will probably get me in trouble later, but whatever.
Fucking Ducky's gonna whoop your ass later, man.
Oh, shit. A bunch of sex goes on tour. Like, girls is crazy. It's fucking out of control. Mad Max will have 3 bitches. I'll have 8. Fucking Milo will have 12. I mean, it was fun touring. What can I say?
Best, I gotta ask you, man. What would you say, you know, would be the most embarrassing song or artist, you know, that we might find on your iPod, MP3 player, or a fucking CD, man?
Oh, that's a great question. Shit.
Please say Britney Spears. Please say Britney Spears.
I'm trying to think. Shit. I don't know. Probably Justin Timberlake with that Suit and Tie shit, man. I love that song. That motherfucker killed it with Jay-Z. I mean, a lot of people would be like, oh, Justin Timberlake. Oh, that's gay. Blah, blah, blah. But Justin Timberlake's a monster. Justin Timberlake is one of the greatest, dog. Listen to that Suit and Tie shit. As long as I got my suit and tie, you know, that shit is crazy. You know, so probably right now at the moment, that would probably be the most embarrassing song on my iPod.
Hell yeah, but I mean, shit, man, like, we had a interview, like, what, last night, Kristen, that dude fucking said Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and Disco.
Yeah, see, I don't know that. I don't go, hey, listen. Listen, whoever you talk to, that is gay. Okay? Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, that's a little too gay right there. But Justin Timberlake by himself, I mean, he's a ladies man. That's nothing gay about that. So, shout out to Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, man. I don't know, but I'll be honest. I held back so much from just busting out laughing the minute he said fucking Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Timberlake.
I would too. It's a funny thing.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that. I mean, it is, you know, I don't even care because, like, you know, it's not, hey, at least it's not Justin Bieber, bro, because, I mean, Justin Bieber is a little too much for me. You won't find me with Justin Bieber or fucking Taylor Swift or anything, but you will find me bumping Justin fucking Timberlake, I'll tell you that. You know, other than that, I mean, you know, I don't know, man. There's a couple others, but yeah, that would probably be the most like, oh, you're gay, man. Why do you have the song? Like, you know, I'd be like, because it's a good fucking song, dog, and it sold over fucking 4.5 million copies. What do you think, why?
I totally see you being a single ladies kind of guy. Just going to say that. I said, I can totally see you being a single ladies kind of guy. Oh, a single lady.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely Beyonce, dude. I got Beyonce on my iPod. Don't worry about that. I got Beyonce on my iPod. Don't worry about that. Beyonce, I can have her on my iPod. Because, you know, I date a black female. Shout out to my baby mama, you know. So I can listen to Beyonce, whether I'm with her or not with her. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce's my shit. You know what, you know what the most embarrassing songs I have on my iPod? You want to know? Really?
Yep.
You want to really know? All right. I'd say, like, little faggots like Lil Wayne, you know, Drake, all those little fucking pussy rappers that I... I like listening to Lil Wayne and Drake when I'm in the club or I'm drinking or some shit, but honestly, dude, that ain't hip-hop, man. That ain't hip-hop, so probably that's probably the gay shit I got on there. You know, because that ain't hip-hop, man. I'm hip-hop. They ain't. So, always
you
remember that.
You lost points for saying Lil Wayne. Sorry.
What did you say?
I said you lost respect points for saying Lil Wayne. Your accent keeps it up there, but damn, no.
Nah, but the thing is, like, I like Lil Wayne, dude. Don't, you know, like, I like Lil Wayne, like I said, but like I said, that ain't hip-hop.
I like his ghostwriters. That's about it.
Like, it's kind of subliminal because it's like, dude, if you think of it, like, people are like, oh, little, you know, but, like, Lil Wayne's dope, man. He does his thing. But the thing is, that ain't hip-hop. So, I mean, if, like, it was a hip-hop head or whatever, they'd be like, nah, fuck that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Ask a real MC out here. You know, ask people, like,
you know, ask people like Vinny Paz and ask people like Swain and all them and shit. They'll be, come on, Lil Wayne, come on, dog. I fucking eat him in my sleep, dog. You feel me? But Lil Wayne is dope. I mean, he sells records, he does his thing, and he's fun to potty to. But other than that, fuck Lil Wayne. Fuck Drake.
If he was a joke,
he's fucking... like, yo, started from the bottom now? You mean you started from Degrassi and now you're a rapper. That's what you really mean, motherfucker. That should have been the remix. Started from Degrassi, now I'm here. Started from Degrassi, now I'm making fucking money off of Lil Wayne. You know, started from the fucking bottom and shit. Like, you didn't start from the bottom, dude. You're from Toronto in Canada. You did not start from the fucking bottom. Please. I mean, Toronto gets it in. I've been out in Toronto, but... like I said, Drake, you did not start from the bottom, dog. You have a fucking white mother. You did not start from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like, you did not start from the fucking bottom, dog. So I just don't like fake shit. I'm real. I like real rap. So, you know.
I get you on that.
I've said this on, you know, big-ass radio interviews. It doesn't matter if this is a fucking online one or I'm on the real radio. It doesn't matter. I say the same thing. Because I'm a hip-hop head, and Mad Max would say the same thing, too. He wouldn't even mention them because he fucking can't stand them so much. You know? So.
I totally get you on that. And now I'm wondering why the hell Havoc hung up.
What, Havoc hung up?
Apparently.
he probably fucked up or whatever. You know, he probably messed up or some shit. But
or
he probably fell asleep on the phone.
Or he tried to take a piss and mute it.
Or dropped the phone.
Oh, yeah, he probably
toilet.
Did. Some crazy shit that Havoc would do.
As soon as you're not connected, host, please call in.
What, is he calling in?
But he has to call back in, apparently.
Yeah, he does, right? Yeah, he has to call back in.
I'm back.
And I'm back.
All I got to say is fuck AT&T.
I have AT&T, too. I hate AT&T. It's so gay.
Yeah, man.
Like, my fucking phone, internet, and TV all went out all at the same time.
Who's nice. Back, man? Who's back?
That sucks.
So pretty much, I just came down here and I just fucking restarted everything. I'm hoping that fucking works.
Yeah, no, I can definitely hear you. So you're good.
That's supposed to tell me you can hear him. It's supposed to fuck with it.
But yo, I'm gonna be dipping in like I don't know, like 10 minutes or whatever. So Havoc, if you got anything else, you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna post this on my Facebooks and Twitter and shit. So, I'll definitely, I'll shout you out and everything, man. Havoc, you're a good dude, so.
Hell yeah, man. And of course, man, like you already know, man. JR has none but much love for you, man, especially with the fact, like you're dope as all hell, fucking, like you're doing your thing. And, and for fucking years, man, of course, you've shown love to JR, and of course, we show it back, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. You guys definitely have been. I mean, I haven't been on here for like I said, 3 or 4 years, but it's pretty cool, man. Because you guys are still doing your thing, so it's pretty cool, man. It's like I can come on here and say cunt and fuck bitches and come in their face and fucking kick them in the teeth and fucking I'll throw your girl down the sewer and I'll fucking piss in your mother's mouth and shit. It's awesome. So.
And
it's
having like
cool,
15
yeah.
people
like
shoes,
it.
So it all works.
Yeah, so it's and then you got a new co-host who seems to be on board the right way. You got your shit together now, man. I mean, I remember you were like circling through shit and stuff wasn't legit yet, but now you got a lot more legit, man. So respect to that.
Hell yeah, man. Definitely thank you, man.
I'm just chilling. So, I'm guzzling this Bacardi quick. It's almost gone.
Damn.
Burly. So like I said, man, I'm just going to end this out. I'm going to dip in like a minute or two. But
you know, Clarissa Avenue. Make sure y'all call Burley Life 2 on that Piff. Go look up Rejects. You can grab all my albums just by looking up Rejects. You can go on iTunes. You can buy all my music on iTunes. You know, go Cop Slings, The Boston Project. That fucking CD is off the hook. What else? Look out for Mad Max's Sex and Violence EP in May. Look out for My Rhymes Free video coming out in like a week. Look out for Mad Max's Burley Cypher video coming out this month. Oh my God, I forgot to mention. Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot to mention this. Hold on. Okay, so let me get my shit together. So, this is so everybody knows. I am putting $250 in cash, okay, from my pocket to anybody that beats Mad Max in a rap battle, right? I posted this on Facebook a couple of nights ago. So I was like, you know, because I feel like people are so fucking cocky and annoying, like, oh, I'm the greatest. And like, you ain't fucking shit, dog. You haven't done anything, you know? So I figured, you know, since Mad Max has been wanting to battle, I said, well, you know what? I'm gonna find you a battle, Max, and because this is Max is a hip hop artist, so he likes to do everything. So, pretty much what I did is I put a post out. Nobody hit it up for like, you know, 2 or 3 hours, and all of a sudden somebody hit it up, and it was Narcotics, another rapper I grew up listening to, aka Pascuaro or whatever the fuck, Pascuaro or whatever. Like, he's got a new name, but he really went as Narcotics when I was young. So. This May, Mad Max versus Narcotics, it's going down. I'm putting a $200 prize up in cash for straight from my wallet, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting it up because I don't think anybody out there can beat Mad Max lyrically in a battle. So this will be going on in Massachusetts. We will have judges. It will be a 3-round battle, and it will be 90 seconds each round. So it's going to be like a real rap battle. Like if you see it on Grind Time or iBattle or any of that, it's going to be just like that. So like I said, I wanted to mention that. Make sure you guys peep out for that and keep tuned into me. You can keep up on all that info on Twitter. You know, twitter.com/rejecthtr. Go follow me on Twitter. You know, but like I said, it's going down, dude. So I can't believe I forgot to mention that, but this is Mad Max's first rap battle, and he's going to fucking wipe the floor with this kid. Even though, no, you know, and like I said, if Narcotics ends up winning, he's going to go home with the $250, but if Mad Max ends up winning, Mad Max is going to go home with the $250. You know what I'm saying? Because I just want, I want to see if anybody can out-rap Max, and I really don't think anybody can.
Like I said,
dude, you know, we look out for that. I got mad shows coming up in the summer. I just dropped Burley 2. Burley 1's out there. You know, cop the Hostile Figures EP at fucking Figures. I got a new song dropping with me, XL, and Jason. It's called Full of Sorrow. It's called Full of Sorrow. Epic produced it. Look out for that. There's just mad stuff coming up. My man Hush got Trappachusetts dropping. I'm all over that. I got like 2 or 3 tracks on that CD. You know, there's a bunch of other Boston legends on there. But mainly, you know, Cop Burley Life, you know, Saga, you know, 1 and 2. It's like, those mixtapes are just crazy. Those were like the funnest mixtapes to ever record. So, and like I said, Go Cop Go to Sleep featuring my dude Slane. Shout out to my man Slane. You can go cop that on iTunes. It's only like $1.29. You can get the uncut version with no swears, or you can get the fuck you version with the swears, you know? So, props to JRR, you know, Juggalo Radio. I'm a Juggalo for life. I will be at the Gathering this year, and I will be playing second stage at the Gathering, so y'all can catch me at the Gathering, you know, punching white bitches and all that shit. And fucking black holes in the back. and having Spanish girls suck my dick. Black, white, and Spanish. Yo, one more thing. Free my dude, Els. He's getting out in like another 4 years. Free my nigga, Els. That's my dude right there. And like I said, props to y'all. I'm out of here. All right? Stay up.
Later.
Stay up, man. Thank you for having me. Shout out to homegirl and shout out to all y'all. Later.
Yeah, man. Peace, man. Take it easy. All right, I'm trying to get back up onto the fucking soundboard.
Lando Cloud.
Does not exist.
Pretty much.
Man, I gotta call fucking AT&T to get them to fucking reset this goddamn shit again. Yay. Nah, fuck it. I'll connect. I'll fucking use Super 8's fucking Wi-Fi.
Lando Cloud.
It's probably dead.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Yo, we good.
Yo, it's Crazy Clown.
Holy shit, where the fuck you been at?
I've been working, man.
I've been working.
Oh, there's new people. What?
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 Yo, has Poopa Ninja been up on this bitch lately or no?
Man, Poopa Ninja died. What the fuck you talking about?
Yo, I haven't been on here for a month or two, so I don't know.
But I'm trying to fucking access my fucking internet again, because unfortunately, when this shit did what it did, it reset the fucking password and shit.
Excuse me, we're just talking.
So, Chris, play some goddamn fucking Reject. Preferably Yonkers remix featuring Mad Max.
Okay. When I get to it, I will. Reject. Who was that guy that was up in here? I just like bought it as a last minute.
That would be Reject. That would be the artist that we just interviewed.
Well,
I happened to just come on and miss him.
And here's the track, Yonkers featuring Mad Max.
Oxymoronical writer. I don't think a pussy's fresh out of the pussy could be tighter. Might have been sick, but I might have been the cure for it. Simultaneously, I aim to be the target. They wandered out of my sights. Call me lefty, my mind done left me. I'm out of my right. Had a stud, empiric reflections in the mirror stare. Yeah, I can feel them, I fear them, yeah. That'll be happening after you see me battle rapping, acting all scared. I ain't actually there drastically and miraculously impaired. Fantastically and massively unprepared. That's how the opposition looking over there. Homie, I know that you're scared. I interrupt signals and scorch earth like solar flares. I'm big, loud, growling, and white just like a polar bear. Hold him, I'm all your fucking body to the bones of bears.
Sometimes I be waking up like, when the shit gonna change, man, I need that good life. Something need to happen before I get trapped into this hood life. The criminal, the crook life, maybe it's a good time. See that shit passing, don't really last too long. Friends become enemies, the type of cats you wanna leave alone. Move on, most each other's, but that's okay. Cause no matter what they think, and I always knew me. I would get mine, man, I'm cautious. But I'm thinking, to be honest, I'm truly sick of the city. You got a case of the hating. If you're born out here, you're pretty much forced to live with it. Yeah, I guess that means you gotta hate on someone. Under me, from the same city, had the same love for me as I did for the legend directly in front of me. I mean, what the fuck seems to be the problem? Maybe it's me, I don't know. Let me see, keep dropping hits after hit. Yeah, that's right, bitch, get you pissed. I'm the motherfucking prince of the beat, and that's it. Choose nothing but rap, rap, rap. Dropped out of school, I would've tore and never flew back. Moving state to state, mad fun, independent living, selling church boxes out them CDs, right? We were slipping up the love for the fans, yet it's hip hop, and that's the end. Damn, it's angry, burly rap, fam. Get these motherfuckers on this shit.
I'm not a goblin, I'm a fucking
burly
ass animal that rips your fucking brains out. I'll whip your eye out. I'll fucking punch your fucking leg off. I'll break off. Yeah, with Mad Max, all these fucking pisses on the fucking golf balls with your eyeballs, man. And with all of my fucked up head, I have a bad fucking temper. Do not fuck me, all piss in your girlfriend's fucking face.
Damn, son.
And we're back.
I beat you to it.
We said it at the same time. And
oh.
Havoc lost connection again.
Oh, damn AT&T.
Yeah, blame AT&T. Because AT&T sucks. Yeah, that's why I gotta get straight for it.
AT&T is over that British bitch.
Blog Talk Radio is a faggot just like AT&T.
No,
he's even just on AT&T.
I gotta restore everything. Fucking change the goddamn password from everything. Hey, we got Speedy. Speedy gonna talk.
I said something in the beginning when freaking Crazy came in here. I came in at the same time.
Oh, I didn't. Well, I didn't know that because I didn't have control of the soundboard. I couldn't see the soundboard because AT&T is a fucking piece of shit.
Well, there's more than one person in here, dumbass.
Well, again, I
yeah,
didn't.
She's all like, "Wow, there's new people in here."
Well, dumbass. You know, you realize I didn't have control of the soundboard, right?
Neither do I.
Oh, no, so Chris does.
I did, but I was taking a piss at the time.
Here.
And I muted my phone.
Pay attention, motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, me and Crazy actually know each other.
I feel sorry for you.
Well, that's crazy.
Fuck you too, motherfucker.
Nice.
Yo, they make a special button. It's called the F-Button, yo.
He's the one that told me about this.
Yeah, see that? I'm advertising your shit, motherfucker.
Wait. So you mean it took Crazy Clown to call in to get you to talk? Really? Because the entire time that you haven't been here, Crazy?
What?
Except for hi or anyway.
I'm lost.
Because I at least know someone now.
You know what's cool? You've been calling in here for, like, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
You should have at least said more words than just hi and then ha-ha or LOL. That's, like, all you've ever said on the show.
Well, like I said, I'm very shy. And when I get to know people more, I start talking.
Well, I don't think you're as shy as you were. Like, three days ago.
I'm trying not to be as shy as I was. I just had that in my head.
Enter the Twilight Zone. Speak host as.
That's Jeopardy.
Ain't Jeopardy, that's fucking Twilight Zone.
No, I said Jeopardy is the other one that I had in my head a few minutes ago. Exactly.
Well, those who ain't heard this track yet, yo, you about to be fucking, it's pretty boy, assassinated, let's put it that way, it's that fucking dope, it's that fucking killer, fucking, this is Reject featuring Slain, Mad Max, produced by Verbal, track 20 off the Burning Like 2, this is Go to Sleep.
Down below the sheet.
In your soul, no, there's a love.
This is heaven.
I've been on a trip constant. Don't know what this is, but I'm happy that I'm on it. What was it though? Come on, dog. Don't act up, cause I know you know. Please tell me where to go. Ain't got time to stop now. Never going slow. On these paths, trying to pay these bills. Fuck it, let me ask. Want your money and your pills. Need sleep for the week, but on my feet. And only thing that ain't right now is that I'm in a dream. I'm seeing things I never seen. I wouldn't even say that things are the things that I scream and mean to say. What I talk about? Been a secret in the Venus since I started out. I've been spitting word of mouth, corners right, laughing with an ounce of regular. The copper pounds zipping up, the sacred chapter been the fantasy. Well, fuck it, good for me, cause at the point of me, it feels about the vanity. Your sanity need to sleep before the beast comes out of me.
Sweet dreams, homie, go to sleep. Just relax, don't you try to fight it, go in peace. Both eyes closed, laying down below the sheet.
Yeah, I can go to sleep, I keep on peeking out the window pane, tweaking in my freaking out, wonder what's getting this lane. He's been fingering the blinds open since September came. Ever since his wife he left him, he ain't never been the same. Now we're in November, damn, drinking with the trembling hand. Liquor stores delivered to my door, please send them in. I know all of my enemies, but I just don't remember friends. Stuck inside a fucking acid trip, the shit just never ends. I tried to get on track with the little pack of Adderalls. I just ended up back in my halls, lyrics scattered scrawl, watching my own movie, shit, you would've thought I had it all. Nope, I lost my mind again, headed back to padded balls. I ain't even mad at y'all, I'm just getting way weirder. I don't wanna tour no more, I just wanna stay here to try some new drugs. Fuck it, maybe smoke some opium, cause I believe in heaven and hell. I lived in both of them.
In your soul, you know,
sweet dreams, homie, go to sleep.
In your soul, you know,
just relax, don't you try to fight it, cold beat. Both eyes closed, laying down below the sheet. Is there heaven and hell? Why don't you go and see?
Find me riding on the Nebuchadnezzar, rolling with Morpheus. I can travel to hell and then return like I was Orpheus. And Dante Alighieri authored what my allegory is. I did my purgatory bid, now my fortunes are glorious. So read a story, kid. I hope you had your mother tuck you in, because after tonight she's gonna be wondering where the fuck you've been. You won't awaken from the nightmare that I stuck you in. The gun barrels of black hole for your soul. I trust you, sin and the devil you'll be meeting soon.
But it's cool,
once I finally go, it can be me and you. And that's in general, ain't no one specific that I'm speaking to. Call me the Sandman, cause when you're sleeping, I'll be creeping through. All I'm saying, homie, don't give me a reason to. Or I'll be leaving you peacefully slumbering under the grass. Sleep is the cousin of death, and the earth is your mother. So lay down and hunger, it's your family reunion at last.
In your soul, you know, there's a lover.
Sweet dreams, homie, go to sleep. Fight it, go in
peace. In your soul,
you know,
there's a
lover. Both eyes closed, laying down below the sheet.
In your soul, you know, there's a lover.
Is there heaven and hell? Why don't you go and see?
And we are back. So, what did y'all think of that track?
That's pretty tight.
I couldn't hear it.
Why couldn't you hear it?
Because it was all... again.
She's partially deaf.
Yeah.
Apparently. You know, I'll hit this time where I do think fucking Spaz is deaf.
Called selective hearing. When I want to listen to you.
That would call being a bitch.
Yeah. Well, I am definitely one of those. But yeah.
Oh, we know that.
At least I admit it.
Let's see. Hey, don't forget that Mac's coming up on Wednesday, actually. I believe it's Wednesday, right? That's the first. Yeah. Who wants to, you know, who wants to hear another track up on here off of the Bernie Left 2?
Yo, can you play my song even though you never fucking play it?
What's your song?
The Chop Chop Slide.
Oh, God.
Man, that's way too long.
Yo, this is requesting. I'll never fucking play it, yo.
That's good. That's good. That's way too fucking long.
It's a good song.
But it's way too long, though. That's the thing.
Oh,
because
my God.
If I
play like half of it, then.
You have it.
Baz.
Play my song.
Which one? Which one? Stuff Your Stocking or the one by the Asian dude?
Nah, stop.
We'll get to that as soon as, we can get to that as soon as I play that one track featuring Max quick. And then Crazy Clown will get to your fucking track, you know, it's long as all fuck.
Yeah. Y'all never play my fucking track. Whatever.
Hey. I have played a Chop Chop Slide on here, but you know, you just didn't get
it.
I'll
never play it.
And then when you're here, when you're not here, we play it.
Sure.
Hey, ask Chris. He was here when I played it.
Yes.
Yeah, when I'm not here.
Exactly.
And call in more.
That's fucked up, yo.
Well, then, I mean, come on, man. You ain't called in how long?
Well, you know what? I didn't have a phone, and my mom yelled at me now.
This is fucked up.
What?
Sober tomorrow.
Sober tomorrow? Fuck that shit. We're never sober. We're alcoholics.
Dude, your mom uses everything, even the TV.
What?
Nice.
I said, your mom uses everything, even the TV.
Oh, shit. About to drop a damn phone.
Well, here we go. Since, yo, Reject asked me to pick a random track. Yo, this is Reject Mad Max. Fucking track was produced by Epic the Dawn. It's called Fall Back. Then we'll get to Stuff Your Stocking just for spaz.
What is good, motherfuckers?
No, for real, bro. Too, motherfucker, high stuff.
Murder Mash.
Smack in your fucking face.
Holler at your fucking boy.
Yeah. What the fuck do we gotta do? They're gonna take on the news, man. Coming up and you hate that. But it's good news to me. I remember being 19 in a car accident. Door being free.
Yeah.
Next day up in the pool with the D shit looks crazy. Game of muscle to rap. And there's nothing left on my plate except for moving the track. Like a few years ago, I was moving a pack.
Get them out.
Had the only team that tore it up with love of Titan. We were booming the track. Money was the truth. And we were on a new path of life. Hooked up with XL. And I brought Mad Max along for the ride. And now you hear me up on the radio. Everybody moving. You're gonna interfere with the presence on the stand. This is my time, my grind. Can't stop my movement. Think you can? Fucking prove it. Me and Max ready to do this. Who the fuck in the beam?
Yeah.
Ain't already close on me.
That's right.
You can still catch me. Go
fall back. Fall back. Haters take your faces and go face them where the walls at.
Yeah.
Keenan and Kel on the track. Yeah, we all at. You can find me holding a big blade. Fuck a small cat. This is what the fuck we do.
Better recognize my dude.
I'm trailing the game.
Keep shit new.
Y'all wack as shit.
What the hell y'all some motherfuckers really wanna do?
East Coast is Massachusetts.
Jack and Jason, this is how we do it.
So without any further ado,
guess who? It's Maximilian. I'm back to the track like a dope needle. I don't give a fuck if you know people. My flow is lethal with no equal. I'm so evil. But I'm no fool, won't use no tool unless I have to. Talk shit or just laugh, dude. But swing once and I come right at you like. Put a stupid motherfucker on the ground of extreme misconduct. What the fuck would I look like scared of you, you little bitch? You want what? See your throat like skull with a long cut. Stay with that mouth, it belongs shut. Hitting that bong with a charm strut. Giving your girl the King Kong nut. Anybody trying to diss on Burley is one dumb motherfucker. That's straight up facts. Every single lyric I've ever written was a killer. No ghostwriter, homie, no made up tracks. Fuck all of you, go to sleep. And never wake back up again. I'm Mad Max and that's Reject. This is Burley life and we're natural.
Hot shot figures in the building, better fall back. Haters take your faces and go face them where the walls at. Keenan and Kel on the track, yeah, we all at. You can find me holding a big blade, fuck a small cat. This is what the fuck we do.
Better recognize my dude.
I'm trailing the game.
I keep shit new.
Y'all whack as shit.
What the hell y'all some motherfuckers really wanna do?
East Coast is Massachusetts.
Jack and Jason, this is how we do it.
So without any further ado.
617.
Motherfuckers! Early life, too.
Yeah, it is.
Recognize that shit.
My man, Max.
We down here in the bomb shelter.
Boom.
Funny, because we breaking the bomb. We making the bomb. Sending them out at you, motherfuckers.
Right?
I'm Lynch Boy, East Coast. 2012. Fuck the end of the world, bitch.
Burley, too.
We in here.
Mad Max.
Burley.
Hostile, baby.
I will slap you in the face with your own severed hand, bitch.
Now we're back.
Yeah, now we're back.
Nice fail. And we're, I'll slap you in the face. Like, now we're back.
And we're back.
But let's see. All right, fine. Just for freaking crazy ground here.
Yes. Play Spaz's song first.
We should do that. But
yeah.
We got like 19 minutes left in this show, and I want to get through this track now.
I'm four.
So here we go. Chocolate Slut, and then Stuffy Stocking, and then an Asian, just for Spaz.
Asshole.
Uh-oh. And here we go. Yeah, that's Mikey Clark, and we're the Insane Clown Posse, and this here is the Cha-Cha Slide. If you heard something similar to this, fuck that, cause we the shit. Juggalos, what's our signal?
Whoop whoop!
That's right. Now what we're gonna do is clap four times quickly and bust the signal.
Whoop whoop! Whoop whoop!
Yeah, not bad, not bad. But let's do it again. Some of y'all were a little slow on that clapping. Let's try it again. Here we go now.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Not bad. Not bad. But some of y'all just need to loosen up. Just loosen up. I know everybody has their own little dance they like to do. Their own little personal get jiggy move. We're going to bust it right now. Get loose, y'all.
Get loose.
Good, Juggalos. But some of y'all still got rigor mortis. We need to loosen on up. We're gonna get jiggy in your own kind of way. Come on. Oh yeah. But you know, it wouldn't be a Juggalo party if somebody didn't get shot. Now right about now, I want you to picture you have 2 9mm, one in each hand. And here's what you're gonna do, Juggalos. You're gonna take those guns, right? Put them in the air and bust, 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 bust. Put them in the air and bust, 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 bust. Oh yeah. Now right about now, your neck is red. That's right. We all got a red neck. And we're sipping that moonshine right about now. Everybody's a redneck, and we're all do-si-doing, spinning around. Here we go. That redneck. Bust, 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 bust. Okay, now clap four times and bust the signal.
Whoop whoop.
Again.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Alright, y'all. B-boy stance. Cross your arms. Fold your arms. Cause we the shit. We the shit. We the shit. What are we?
We the shit. We the shit. We the shit.
Cross your arms. But we ain't too cool to get loose. Hell nah. Juggalos, do your thing. Now pull your hatchets out, Juggalos. Pull your hatchets and put them in the air, cause it's time for somebody to die in this bitch. Come on. Chop, 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 chop. Swing, 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 swing. Chop, 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 chop. Swing, 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 swing. And then shoot that bitch. Uh-oh, send in the rednecks, all of them, spinning round and round.
Round and round.
All right, pull your hatchets out.
Chop, 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 chop. Swing, 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 swing.
Chop, chop, chop,
popo, too much murder. And when they get here, they're gonna find out that we the shit. Come on, cause we the shit, we the shit, we the shit. What are we?
We the shit, we the shit, we the shit.
Boss, you're on. We the shit, we the shit, we the shit. What are we?
We the shit, we the shit, we the shit.
Yeah, and you know Juggalos ain't never afraid to cut. Open the windows and let it out. Come on, here we go.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch, bitch damn motherfucking ass, pussy shit, fuck.
Yeah, the only thing was some of y'all sounded a little scared to cuss. So let's do it again, twice as loud, and be proud.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch, bitch damn motherfucking ass, pussy shit, fuck.
Alright fam, that's where we are, a family up in here tonight. Everybody look to the person next to you, in front of you, behind you, give them a dap. Come on.
What up, hey, what up, what up, hey, what up, what up, hey, what up.
Now bust your shit.
Get, get, get,
oh yeah.
Get,
up, you missed somebody.
What up, what up, hey. What up, what up, hey, what up, what up, hey, what up.
Someone got away. Guns? All right, Juggalos, let me hear that filthy mouth.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch.
Yeah, there it is, chop chop slide, also known as the Juggalo step. And always remember, what album is this on?
Bang Pow Boo.
What album is this on?
Bang Pow Boo.
What album is this on?
It's finally over. Thank God.
Exactly.
Gosh, thank you. It's about fucking time.
Well, just so you know, this is the only time you're ever getting it.
It's being removed from the soundboard right now.
That's fucked up.
But do you not realize how long of a track that is?
It's not that long.
No, it's like 6 minutes long.
I told you.
It started at 40. It ended at 47.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, Spaz, we want the stuff you're talking.
What are you doing? That's my stuff. Oh, thank you. I want to stuff your stocking. Oh, oh, that tiny, tiny hole. So let me stuff your cow, how, how, in a battle like goose. Everybody move, everybody get loose. We creep, it's kind of rocking. Hyper dragon, stop your stocking. Got real deep stockings, let me stuff them. Coming down your chimney, I've got something, something. Oh, so nice for you. Stuffing, stockings, what I like to do. We going all the way on Christmas Day. No, I don't play, you better listen. Hey, open up that stocking, let me give you what I got and hopping. Yep, that's the only option. Maximum capacity. Overloading, cracking scenes. I got you going crazy. You don't know what.
My slave with the camera crew.
Ooh.
I don't care if you're naughty and nice. I'ma cover that body in sugar and spice. Mr. Claus,
Claus,
Paul, get back in the right lane.
Yeah.
You can suck my sugar.
Yeah.
I can be your candy cane.
Yeah.
You stand my street. Just run with me. I'll be your kid for all to see.
Yeah.
When underneath this mistletoe, kids stand in shape like a snow globe.
Baby.
Oh, that tiny high.
beat is knocking. No, 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 there ain't cock blocking. No, 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 there ain't no stopping. Oh my God, this is so shocking. Play for trying is just so naughty. But you know this is a party. This is fun, I love Bacardi. Christmas Eve and I'm with my girly. But she got a present early. We can grind until the time that Santa comes and brings the time. You can smoke and I will rhyme. Oh my God, look in the sky. It's that Santa, never mind. You're just high, oh, oh my. Oh, 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 that tiny, tiny, ho, oh, 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 that tiny, tiny, ho, oh, 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 I want to stuff your stocking. Oh, 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 that tiny, tiny, ho, oh, 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 so let me stuff your cow, ho, ho, in a bottle like goose. Everybody move, everybody get loose. We creep this party rocking. Hyper grind and stuff your stocking.
And we're back. So, Spaz, did you enjoy stuffing your stocking there?
What? Yo, you got time for another song?
I'm going to do another track.
I was going to ask if we can play Homies.
But I'm playing the fucking remix that fucking D-Lo did. Let's get to it. So here we go. This is Dab City remix.
Dab City bitch, 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 dab city bitch. Dab city bitch, dab city bitch, dab whack, some skid it bitch. LOC, I don't need no guest list. It's D-Lo, I'm the motherfucking remix. Got my glass piece, fuck with my silica. Dabbing all night, different kinds, killing it. White, damn too dope, I ain't selling it. I stay fresher than the motherfucking peppermint. Go to Hog Letterman, last name Miller. Take a dab of the killer. I got your grandma taking hits. Girl, you know what it is. Dab city bitch, dab city bitch. Dab city bitch, dab city bitch. Dab city bitch, dab city bitch. We dab wax on the skillet bitch. Dab city bitch, dab city bitch. Dab city bitch, dab city bitch. Dab city bitch, dab city bitch. We dab wax on the skillet bitch. I'm a motherfucking star. Look at the wax in my jar. Too many dabs, you forget where you are. Hit the deep pin, roll down the boulevard. I charge it up pronto. My spend time, yeah, Fonso. Spread that cheese like a nacho. You ain't got no ass, bitch, I'm a Sancho. Head hot, so till my seat back. All staring at me, flip to my cap. Take your dome off, the dab too fat. D-Loco blowing up like that. God damn, pull out my dad. Mike Jackson, bitch, I'm bad. Rat-tat-tat-tat, tatted up on my back. Out of house, love me, you know what it is. Dab city, bitch, dab city, bitch. Dab city, bitch, dab city, bitch. Dab city, bitch, dab city, bitch. We dab wax on the skillet, bitch. Dab city, bitch. Dab city bitch, dab city bitch, dab city bitch, dab city bitch, dab city bitch. We dab wax on the city bitch. Doing dabbers. Doing dabbers.
Solo out, dropping 2013, long hopes and love notes.
And we're back, and that was such a shitty ass beat.
It really did suck.
Well, yeah, it was a fucking Tigra beat, that's why.
Love it. Makes sense.
Yeah, no shit. Ghetto wasn't that good.
Why is that motherfucker not called in?
So, called in once during the interview, and then he disappeared.
And they went up into the room.
Ghetto, do you not love me?
Oh, and now he calls in.
I mute him.
Eh, too lazy.
Unmute him now.
We'll make a trade. Ghetto, you're unmuted. Chris, you're in the box.
Jeez, man. Put him in the damn box, man. That's what's up.
And Crazy Clown, you can join him.
He didn't do nothing.
Sure he did. He went, ha-ha.
No, that was me, motherfucker.
No, and that was him, too.
We all did.
Holy shit, she talks. She's been quiet for the past 20 minutes.
Ha-ha. I've been texting, so I've been on mute.
We got another texter. Can only speak through text.
I'm sorry, I like texting and messaging more than
use your words, man. Use your fucking words.
Maybe. Yes, actually.
I mean, you have a mouth. It's not only meant for you sucking dick. You can also talk with it.
Oh, get him.
Anyways, Ghetto, be nice.
Oh, I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, he's just trying to help.
Oh, shit. I need more beer.
Oh, shit, you need to grab the question tucked up slide.
What?
I need pain meds. Taz, cigarette.
Havoc has a cigarette.
Nobody
you,
cares.
Welcome to the fun.
The show's about to end. Grr.
Aw, you poor thing. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Call back tomorrow.
You're going to do what with your mom?
I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, fuck your sleep.
Must have been texting too much.
Yeah.
Tired finger syndrome.
Yep.
Plus, I have a hangover.
Oh, yeah? Was that from, hanging out with friends.
Mm-hmm. I played beer pong.
Oh, yeah? See that, man? She actually told me what she did. Holy shit. Usually it's, you know, I'm just hanging out with friends. Well, that's great. Obviously, you did something, you know. Unlike Spaz, she just hangs out with people and she just sits there. They don't do nothing.
How someone do that?
You know, you gotta realize that you're afraid if they do something, Spaz might stab them.
Damn straight that I might stab them.
Wait, hold on. She might stab someone. Well, then wouldn't she have stabbed the person that stole her phone and took all those random pictures?
She probably did the first time, but I don't think she thought that much through yet.
Listen here, all right, it was the one time that I actually left my phone unattended. I never leave my phone unattended, but I had to deal with my kid.
Uh-huh, sure.
And so she nabbed my phone.
Uh-huh, sure.
Name something besides porn that makes you horny when you see it.
Europe?
Did you say Europe?
So content makes Havoc horny. Wow, I wouldn't guess that.
My ginger.
Oh.
So gingers make you horny.
No. My ginger. There's only one.
There's several gingers.
No. There's only one ginger that is my ginger. I have claimed him.
Well, that sucks for him.
It really does.
Just like it's so for Speedy that she knows Crazy Clown here.
Yeah, who would have thought that dude would get her to talk?
I think we're all shocked that she was talking.
And I bet you the minute he disappears again, she'll stop talking again.
You gotta teach us your secret, man. Teach us your secret.
Yo, who said I was disappearing?
What?
I'll be on the wall.
Sure. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right now.
I don't know. I think you said something about being on the wall.
So what? You're Spider-Man now? You can stick to the walls?
Hell yeah, you know it.
My question is, when you try to stick into the walls, do you fall off at the same time?
Nope.
Well, you know what he uses to stick to those walls, right?
No comment. Burp.
Well, I guess you could say the geyser from Speedy.
y'all ain't right in the head.
You say what? I already know. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I heard that.
You're
fucking through me, yo. What the fuck?
Does anybody know what he's saying, Eddie?
No. It's like
nope.
Fuck.
I said the beer is going really fucking through me. I got a fucking pee, man.
Why didn't take a piss? What the hell?
Yeah.
I feel like I can pull
no problem.
Four beers.
Really? Four beers and it's making you piss?
Dude, fucking alcohol goes really fucking through me.
And you're a fucking lightweight.
Oh my god.
No, he just has a small bladder.
Maybe that is. I'm not even fucking drunk. I'm not even buzzed.
I thought he said he wasn't even broke, but I was totally lying.
He's not even broke. He's not even buzzed. I have no clue what being broke has to do with being buzzed, but okay then.
I am fucking broke. Oh shit, this is a broke fucking model.
You need to make up your mind.
Pretty much.
I think he's drunk.
Hell no, all for four beers?
He's
half
drunk. Exactly.
Wait, hold on. I would just like to clear up that you said that you weren't drunk, and then after that, you said you were drunk.
No, I'm not. I'm nowhere drunk.
Crazy Clown is strong.
I think I'm doing pretty damn good.
See, the quiet one says you're drunk, so you're drunk.
No.
I've known Crazy Clown for almost a year.
She's known you for a year. You're drunk.
I can drink like fucking 10, and we'll finally be buzzed.
I am sorry, but I abuse you with alcohol. I drink a pint a year.
I'm proud of it, too. I only had four beers. I'm not even close to being drunk.
I can never crazy.
What?
And if he drinks a sip of another one, he'll be puking.
Wait. Did she just say whatever creepy?
I said crazy.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, yeah, for a minute, you know, I thought you called him creepy. I was going to say, yeah, he's creepy too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's creepy sometimes.
Here we go. I haven't been on here for 2 months, and now you're going to call me names. All right.
Yep.
All right.
That's how I'm back, duh.
Oh, of course you got to call you names. I mean, you know, you're the one who, you know, requested Chop Chop Slide.
I love that song, motherfucker.
Well, don't love it up on here. It's too fucking long of a damn song to play.
All right, all right. Hey,
all right,
here's
all right.
The question. Who would you rather, me or Poopoo Ninja?
A brick wall.
No, there ain't no fucking brick. I'm asking you. Who would you rather? There's two choices here, me or Poopoo Ninja.
I'm gonna go with Ghetto G's answer and say Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. Why is that my answer?
Because of those facts, you know, you're always telling us that we need Jesus.
Well, you do.
So instead of picking him or Poopoo Ninja, I'm picking Jesus.
Oh, fucked up. I didn't say him.
I mean, come on, but Jesus, you know, you magically pop me in a fucking sandwich.
did you just tell Jesus to make you a sandwich?
I think he did. I think he just made Jesus a bitch to tell him to come make him a sandwich.
There's nobody asked you.
Which, you know what? Thank you, Chris. You just remind me of something that I had to post on fucking Victoria's little post that she put. She tagged me in Gil G in.
Don't you tag me in?
Remember the fact that, you know, we're her quote unquote bitch?
Oh, that.
Hey, I was even in that tag.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I thought I was going to be special when I tagged, but then I saw she had like 22 other people. So.
Hell, yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to tag you. I'm going to fucking post it. I'm going to comment on that thing and say, when you're up on JR, you're our bitch.
Well, that's not working
out.
So, Paul, I'll slap you with his beer bottle.
That's no way to talk to your mother.
Why are you talking to my mother? No, come on. Don't waste my fucking soda, you dick. I paid good money for that.
Wait.
You paid good money for that. What'd you pay, like 99 cents?
No.
Okay, it's fine. 80 cents.
Wow.
I got it at fucking Burger King.
Okay,
how the hell are you buying beer from Burger King? What the fuck?
No, not beer. I wish you could buy beer at Burger King. That'd be awesome.
Go here.
I'd go to that Burger King.
Yeah.
I think anybody would.
Wait. Spez, you'd go to that Burger King and then they'd kick you out.
They probably would. Oh.
Yo, why the fuck we pick on me today? I haven't been out here in 2 months.
Because of the fact you're the one who got her to talk. So we got to pick on you now.
Yeah, you got the mute to talk, so we get to pick on you.
You got the mute to talk.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think a mute talked more than she did.
Need more beer.
Hey, I'll be back tomorrow.
Yay. Look forward to not talking to you tomorrow.
Exactly.
I thought the show ends at 1.
Is this dude still confused?
Apparently.
You're also fat as fuck.
She'll be back tomorrow, but yeah, she's still called in.
Yeah, I got
I
her.
I guess she
come
doesn't know how to hang up.
Speedy, you realize you don't sing I'll call tomorrow means you have to hang up, right?
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Maybe we should play the Jeopardy theme until she hangs up.
No.
Chris, I think you're obsessed with that.
I think so, too.
My freaking TV just had a seizure.
How the fuck did the TV have a seizure?
The picture just, like, flickered.
I see. Now, my question is, were you standing, drinking? What, you know, what has all happened? Were you sober when this happened, or, you know, just completely out of your mind like usual?
No.
What the fuck is this shit? Oh my god. God damn it.
You cute, dude.
That's an hour worth of it if you really like to hear.
I will pass. Now we know what spaz will be doing for the next hour.
And what's that?
Listening to that.
She doesn't have to listen to it, man. She's going to play over and over in her head.
Pretty much.
Ah. Yeah, it's the apocalypse. There's another fucking Hangover movie.
She'll call back in tomorrow. She's still here, but yet Crazy Clown left.
Well, that's good.
Dumbass.
Nobody ever said he was too bright.
Yes.
Yeah, this is true. I'm just waiting for my TV to pop.
I totally tested my cell phone, just so you know.
Wait. So I had to put fucking Speedy on mute in order for her to hang up.
Well, that worked.
Yeah, that works, especially, you know, the fact she's already a fucking mute as it is.
It's weird. That's the only way she'll hang up is if she's on mute. Because then she knows she's a mute.
Very strange people.
Very idiot people.
Pretty much.
Shut up, fucking advertising.
Okay, the spaz is going to us in the background. What the fuck?
Wow.
God damn it. I was kidding about that, and she fucking does it.
Well, yeah, Chris, because, you know, you're the one who fucking mentioned it.
Nobody knows us.
No, I do.
What is?
Huh?
I said, what is it?
Then I listened to it. It sounds very familiar.
It sounds familiar to me too. Like something like Wheel of Fortune.
So what is it?
Wheel of Fortune.
No, dumbass, if the price is right.
Wow. Shut up, you're not speaking English. What the hell are you doing?
It's not speaking English.
No shit.
Europe?
What?
I said Europe.
What the fuck is that?
That's not even English, motherfucker.
That's just like Merp, so you need to stop that. Or
oh, God, you're a complete fucking moron.
But, you know what,
that's not a very nice picture right there, man. Some bitch laying about on the steps with a caption that says, "Next time, don't get pregnant."
Gil's getting a link put on his page.
No, thanks.
Are you getting it anyways? Listen here, Spazilla.
Roar, I'm a dinosaur.
Roar, you're a retard.
Who are you and why are you trying to add me as a friend?
I'm not.
Maybe it's Chris.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Yes, you are. You're done with
it. Oh, what the crap? Why is there a link on my timeline?
I wonder why.
I don't want this shit.
Yes, you do.
No, I really don't. Good.
That's not very nice.
Ghetto wants it too.
Sure I do.
I mean, come on, man. You know, it is a dope-ass fucking mixtape.
I didn't say it wasn't.
You got it. I sent it to Spaz. And I sent it to
me.
You know who you should send it to? Yourself.
That would be just since I already have it. Now, don't make me play you your fucking Asian man there.
Food is so round. Not inside your house. Now I'm so horny.
She's completely butchered the song even worse than that dude did.
Damn.
So we want somebody to butcher a song worse than the original. We'll hit up that.
I see you walking around. I'm creeping, I'm making sounds. I swear your booty's so round. And now I'm so horny. I got my phone, took a pic. Send it to yours, you should click. Yeah, look at that, that's my dick. But now I'm so horny. You're applying lotion, bouncing in slow motion. I just like your notion. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my penis, so touch it maybe. It kinda slants right at you, baby. But that's my penis, so kiss it maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
Shut the fuck up!
verse, that wasn't very nice.
I didn't do that. I'm not even in the soundboard right now.
Man, that was all me on both of those tracks.
But I agree with Tech.
Don't be so quiet now.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I'm gonna get so much shit for this, but I don't care.
For what?
That's okay, I was listening to your song earlier. Wow, yeah, that's not that bad.
What?
Huh? Although, you know, it might give Gail G a headache.
It is an out-of-touch wireless carrier club. No more annual service contracts, limited data, or congested networks.
Ah, shut the fuck up. T-Mobile.
Free yourself from wireless restrictions. Join T-Mobile today.
This is actually a good fucking track, though. I like it.
Sure.
What was that garbage?
That was, exactly what you asked for.
It was what?
Affected by the sound.
Oh, wait, that song. That song's not that bad. I'll give you that.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Yeah, you're a fucking trick on Cascado. Does he pronounce his name Cascado? She's not that bad. She's not that bad looking either. And she's German too, so that makes things even better. Free beer. He died.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I'm thinking he is a dead body pimp, so what do you expect?
Yeah, he died. That asshole.
Such a douche, I swear.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Mackenzie Rosman sets you fuck notice. I'm pretty sure Gil G would probably agree.
Sure.
That's what we're trying to think.
I said Mackenzie Rosman.
Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck I
know. She played Ruthie Camden back in 7th Heaven.
Ruthie? Ain't that the little girl?
Dude.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Oh, Dave, because she's 23 now.
Oh, yeah. What happened with her? She get a boob job?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, her tits are fucking bigger than anything now. Say, man, how about the fact that Beverly Mitchell's got a kid now?
Man, nobody even really cares about that girl.
Man, I don't know about you, but I wanted to fuck the shit out of her.
I'm sure you did.
Hell yeah.
Pretty much everybody you see, you say that.
We already figured this out. When they were trying to say, name five people you wouldn't fuck the shit out of other girls. And he couldn't even finish it on the show.
Let's see. Dog-faced bitch, definitely. Both dog-faced bitches, actually.
Who the hell's the other one?
The one that fucking Chris dated.
Nobody would hit that.
Let's see. I wouldn't fucking hit fucking Heather's fucking pussy either. Or ass.
Who? The fuck is Heather?
Gagnon, or a.k.a. Gagon.
Come on, dude. We don't even know what the hell that thing looks like.
We don't even know what that thing is, and that's human, so that does not count.
Oh, good. Alley Cat, that would never fuck. Bitch probably has 80 by now.
Probably had that her whole life.
No.
I definitely wouldn't date Angel ever, or fuck her.
That's interesting.
Well, yeah, because that bitch has herpes.
And yet, Chris, you wanted to get in her pants.
Man, Chris was like seconds away from doing that.
Well, I met her, but she was a little bitch, so fuck that. And she texted me again today.
Jeez.
Just tell her to stop texting. Tell her to fuck the fuck off and, you know, go die from her herpes.
No, it was funny. Like, I literally asked, who the hell is this? Like, because I had no clue. I deleted her number from my phone.
Wait, what the hell is this? Sex after death.
That's awesome.
Egyptian husbands will soon be legally allowed to have sex with their dead wives up to 6 hours after their death.
Awesome. I need to go to Egypt.
Go then.
Well, I guess that means, you know, we had to become Egyptian.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Fuck that bitch, man. You know, you got 6 hours.
Fuck that cadaver.
That's a crazy law to pass, man. What the fuck?
I don't like that law.
It is.
And have you only at 4?
Oh, yeah, another one would be Mandy.
Speaking of Mandy, what happened to that chick?
I don't know. I think she ate herself.
She thinks she ate herself?
Well, that's nice.
So, like, Pizza the Hut.
Probably is Pizza the Hut.
Like, you know, from, like, Spaceballs?
Yeah.
He locked himself in his limousine today, and he ate himself to death.
I need to go Christmas 5. But now, y'all, fucking Lucy Cannon, though. Fucking...
He's still on that.
Oh, she works.
He's gonna keep going.
Hell yeah, dude, come on. Tell me you wouldn't hit that.
Probably not.
Havoc, you wouldn't hit that.
Hell yeah, I'd hit that. Dude, she's a fucking milk.
No, you just told me to tell you.
Wait, hold on. Here's a very creative hater of juggalos right here. Fagalos. This kid took his time out of his day to send a hateful message to this page and call him Fagalos.
Oh, man. Yeah, for a minute, I thought you were about to say someone was crazy. They said, go with magnets. How do they work? Yet again.
No, but this person right here can't spell family.
Whoa. People on Facebook can't really spell period, don't can they? Can't spell family, can't spell juggalo, can't spell juggalo.
Hmm.
can't vouch for that.
Really, Havoc? Really?
How about we...
I'm too lazy to go to the track. I probably should, but I'm too fucking lazy. Never mind, here we go.
You have all been summoned here on the great day in the year of the spade, 2004, to witness the crowning of Sir Delos. And Sir Johnny Richter. Who now join the ranks of hip-hop royalty. It is my privilege, it is my honor to present to you the beginning of a new chapter in the ongoing legacy of Suburban Noise Records.
I'm a thug. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me. I'm a thug. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me.
Girl, girl, girl. Still.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. Alright.
It's time to get fucked.
Okay, here it goes. No, here it is.
All night long, I'm horny. 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 All night long, I'm horny.
Are you listening?
This song
sucks, man.
I'm
this song sucks. We've already talked about it. Listen, listen to this time. Woo!
I said I knew she was a freak by the way she walked. And when I talked to her, it was like she never got caught.
Hardcore hitters on here, and these I'm about to show you are hardcore.
and I'm drunk, and it's wonderful. And this first one we're going to play you is called Shots Fired, baby, by Mayday. Let's go. I love it.
Double barrel, solid, all stay strapped. Homie, this shit is about to pop off. VIP, a
you put on here, man.
I didn't put that up on here.
Oh, we're still at it?
I didn't do anything.
Hey, over there, there's a gimmick. If I'm coming on too strong.
Man, I thought this was a fucking pretty serious.
Hey, over there, but you're winning. And it's playing my
damn
favorite
you, Addie.
Song. So come here, little closer. Wanna whisper in your ear. Make it clear, little question. Wanna know just.
I know the lyrics.
Would you do us the honors of spitting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, boom! And if you ever saw him, you would even say it close. Come on! Come on! All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, come on, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you ride my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out weekly, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down to history forever. You go down to history forever. You go down to history. What?
Now the war is done. Well, speaking of Addie, I gotta hit her up though.
And the winner of that war was
Britney Spears.
I'll ride a fucking pogo stick all over your face. With Shaggy on my shoulders, adding to the weight.
We like it like that. Fuck you, we like it like that. So.
Cut.
The winner would be me.
Cut.
Somebody get this idiot a shotgun.
Double barrel.
Yes. Please off yourself right now. Seems like he did.
I'm just thinking of Addie real quick. To see one of the exclusives will be sent out.
What exclusive?
You know what she means by exclusive.
Hey, man, I
yep,
want mine.
Yep, goes to everybody.
Let's see that.
All right, y'all. I got to get out.
No, you don't.
You got to get out of what? I got to get out of my phone now.
No.
How do you get into your phone? Explain that.
Well, I'm special. I can do almost anything.
Hey, look, man. Well, you can go over to Big Homie's page, and you can answer the status that says, it's late and I'm horny. What should I do about it?
Oh, hell no. Stay in the penalty box. That's what he can do about that.
But anyway.
Well, I think he is in the penalty box whenever he calls in, because he's gone from a payphone to the brick.
But I'm just saying it wasn't Big Homie that posted that, but I'm saying it's on his page.
Wait, on his page or on his fucking white page for Freaky Tales?
You know, the whole Freaky Tale bullshit.
Yeah, that retarded crap.
Yeah. Bye, Spaz.
Later. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, you will. You'll be here.
Yeah.
He said you will be here.
Don't miss me too much.
Oh, believe me, I will not.
Love you too, Ghetto.
I know.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Later.
Like, buenas noches.
Extremo normal.
What's that mean? You have extreme gas? Yes.
Pretty much. I think it makes sense.
It means extreme rules in Spanish.
It means what? You have rules.
Extreme rules.
He has extreme rules that were set by his mother in his house.
Extremo normas.
What?
Extremo normas.
No more.
He looked up the word extreme in Spanish and rolled in Spanish and put them together, even though it's not even the right way, because they have different dialects. Like, yo, words would end with an O, two would end with an E. Like, it's just, there's a whole shitload of stuff like that.
Well, fuck yo, moto.
So you're just saying fuck iMoto. Good job.
That fucking Boone 99 is a good bird. Stop fucking hitting me up. I don't give a fuck if you're drunk. If you're that drunk, I don't know. Find your ass, find your ways off fucking bridge and walk off it.
Well, if he did that, he'd just land in the boat again.
Yes, it's true. Or, you know, land on his head and survive either way.
I thought you said he was going to call.
I thought he was going to call, too. Thank God he didn't. Because we don't need him up on here.
Yeah, I had no idea there was an interview today.
I had no idea. Until literally like 8:30 or something like that, or like 7:59. Like, wait, there's an interview tonight?
I kind of thought it was in May.
Well, you know, I forgot fucking the 20th was on a Monday.
So I called in, I was like, who the hell is that? I was like, is that obsolete? I was like, nah, man, that's reject.
But obsolete's become obsolete. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying, man, they kind of sound similar.
Oh, yeah, because they are both from Mass.
I'm just saying, man, they got, like, almost the same type of voice.
Pretty much.
Even when they rap, too.
Yeah, they do. Kind of nuts.
So where the hell was the rest of the damn people? Why was nobody tuned in?
I don't know. Wish I knew, but I don't. I I mean, he showed up twice.
Who showed up twice?
Reject.
How did he show up twice?
Called in and he tuned in. He was the guest in the room.
Oh, so he's trying to hear himself on the radio during it, so trying to get a double echo effect.
Yeah, you gotta love that.
Yeah. Man, I haven't been up on Whiskey in forever. I'm back up
on
here.
You know why you haven't been on there? Because you're broke.
Because you're broke.
That's awesome. I still got like 502 credits.
So what's that, $5?
Pretty much. $5.02.
Man, I'm getting me this fucking shark worth.
So you're getting a shot glass and you barely drink. Well, that makes sense.
Hey, it's Motorhead.
Oh, no.
Fucking Motorhead fucking shot glass. I'm definitely going for it.
I remember when I used to use shot glasses. I have a Tech 9 shot glass. I just don't use it anymore. It's like, fuck that. I was drinking out of the bottle. So you can kind of like tell when to like pour your drink. I can tell like the timing thing, so I'm good.
If you drink liquor straight out of the bottle, you might be an alcoholic.
If you drink a whole bottle in one sitting, you might be an alcoholic. But I do not do that.
How the hell do we know what you do?
You know, get a fermenter. I thought you were about to say, if you drink liquor from a bottle, you might be a redneck.
How the hell do you get redneck from that?
That wouldn't have made any sense.
It really wouldn't.
Now, okay. if I said you had a beer wind chime, a beer bottle or a beer can wind chime, then you might be a redneck.
That makes sense.
If you make your own moonshine, you might be a redneck.
What the fuck is this bitch got cookies on her titties for? Is she trying to say that she's a delicious snack?
Possibly. Does she look good?
I guess she looks alright.
And there you go.
I'll share it, why not? What the fuck is Facebook gonna do? Ban me.
Oh man, it's not like you can see the tits anyway. Covered up by cookies.
Yeah, covered up by some cookies that look pretty good.
Listen to that. I'll listen to that in a minute.
Listen to what?
Well, I was about to say I'll listen to that picture in a minute.
How do you listen to that fucking picture? Explain this, Havoc.
We're in trouble here. You know you forgot to take your mask off, right? Now, every day is a top-down day. That's the power of German engineering. Nevertheless, in my depths of the occasion, it's number 32, not the other situations. With the feed, with the feed, it don't change the station. The
man is even on a permanent picture. I guess he found a way to listen to the picture.
On the table, right now. Sorry about the money.
That's why I knew what the hell that was. Okay.
So, Havoc, do you want me to upload the Liquid Assassin Cypher on here, or do you want to do it yourself?
What happened?
I said, do you want me to upload the Liquid Assassin Cypher on here, or do you want to do it yourself?
You might as well do it, because I didn't get a chance to listen to it yet.
Okay, now I got down with it.
Because I haven't heard it in forever.
Well, couldn't you have waited until we got off the show?
I could have, but I chose not to.
Obviously.
Crap, fucking advertisement.
Ooh, advertisements.
Yay. For a fucking sucky phone company, T-Mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spice. I should definitely play that. Yeah. Yes, it was. Ghetto, once you hear it, you know what I'm talking about. I'm only watching it from the nipples.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
I mean, yeah, it's the black chick's nipples, but oh well.
Well, we know what your fapping material is this evening.
Yeah, the black chick's nipples. I don't fucking remember her name.
Scary Spice.
Yeah. Well, Scary Spice, but, you know, like, Scary Spice had, like, had like, another name, though, too, like, her real name.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know, Mel B, Mel C, I don't know, something like that, I don't know. Or maybe that was the other chick.
No, Mel B. AM fucking Hetfield, Black Fang, guitar pick, Johnny Cash fucking guitar pick.